It is 5:29. It is Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM. The Ticket, live from the Bomb Factory. It is Ticket Fight and Corona Light Ticket Fight Night 2017, where the Bomb Factory, ladies and gentlemen, this Labor Day weekend, the Bomb Factory will be accepting donations at the Ticket's Fight Night. And that will be tonight, and then the Invasion Car Show on Elm Street Saturday, and that's 2 days from now. They'll be accepting donations for Hurricane Harvey relief. Drop-off location here. Items needed include underwear, socks, moving boxes, diapers, baby wipes, toiletries, feminine hygiene products, and non-perishable food, including, but not limited to, baby formula. So keep that in mind, please. Also brought to you by Macho Self-Storage, Buyer's Barricade, and the Bomb Factory. And let's go with Winston Water Cooler as well, and O'Reilly Auto Parts as the night goes on. We're out here at Deep Elm. It is the Bomb Factory. It is free admission, and the fights start right now and carry well past 9 o'clock. We have a 12-fight card. I'm Bob. This is Dan. Dan, we have a 12-fight card that will take us for several hours now
of
incredible sports entertainment.
Oh, my God.
Don't you agree?
Yes, although, you know, first fight, it might be kind of spare. Let's see. Let's see how this plays out.
That's very true. So here are the rules of our bouts tonight before we go meet our first fight and our ringside reporters, who are incredibly capable in their own ways. The rules of each bout are 3 1-minute rounds, 1 minute break between each round. The standing eight count will be in full effect. You can be saved by the bell. And if there is no knockout or technical knockout, we will go to the P1 judges, and that's where things generally go very, very wrong.
Right. They never get it right.
All right. So, without any further ado, hi, Corby.
Bob, am I up?
I don't know. Hi, Jake.
Hello, Bob. Hello, 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 hello.
Okay, I think we are preparing now for fighting. Now, what's interesting about this first fight is evidently they are both bad radio fighters, or of course they are both bad radio fighters, Jake. It is friend versus friend. It is Alec Malarkey. Yeah, and Josh Pennell. Now, the trick here, guys, is for you, the reporters in the ring, to let us know who's who, because at this point,
it doesn't matter.
We don't have any idea.
I'm not even, okay. Oh, my mic's working now. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now it's always dodgy.
Passive aggressive shot at engineering.
It's always dodgy. Hey, Lawrence, when the mouthpieces are in. God, this is so weird being inside.
It really is, but
unbelievable.
I feel so comfortable.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't you pick a fighter and find out what his name is? We'll start there.
Alec or Josh?
He's not
he's already got like a code violation, according to Lawrence. They're looking at his shorts.
Oh, boy.
Let's ask Lawrence what the deal is. What's going on?
Just warning, guys, what's going on? Debris.
But he looks legal?
The shorts have to be over the knee.
And also, I want them to take their mouthpiece out so they can talk to you.
Brilliant. See? Lawrence is on top of things. By the way, fresh off the Mayweather-McGregor fight, right here. Lawrence Cole, of course.
Okay. Here's a chance for you to find out this fighter's name.
All right. Are you Alec or Josh?
Alec.
Alec,
okay.
How old are you, sir?
27 years old.
27 years old. Experience in the ring consists of what?
6 weeks.
6 weeks of training. All right. And this is your friend you're fighting, right?
Yeah, that's my friend. We're pledge brothers. Texas Tech together. He's been doing a lot of weird stuff. Not eating meat anymore. He's eating pork. Not eating pork.
Wait.
What?
I'm sorry. Pork is meat.
Right. He's not eating pork, not eating meat. He's gone vegan. He's gone gluten-free.
Look at him, though. He looks good, right? Boy, that guy looks like he's going to beat your ass.
What?
He looks like he's in much better shape. Is that the case?
I don't think so. I think my cardio's better, and I think my will to win's greater, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you both went to Tech, so you know this is not going to be a mental exercise, right?
Let's check in with Jake.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. I'm here with Josh. Josh, how long have you known this gentleman over here in this corner?
Going on like 7-8 years.
7-8 years you pledged together. What's the most compromising situation you've ever seen him in?
most compromising situation there.
There's our
Gate strong.
First dump of the.
All right, you're both tech guys. Why don't you beat him like herpes beats a tech girl in her first semester in Lubbock? Let's do this.
Right. Wow. All right, let's go live to the voice of Fight Night.
The voice of an angel.
He's back. He's better than ever. He is Rich Phillips.
Good evening and welcome to Corona Light Ticket Fight Night here at the Bomb Factory. The first of our 12 matches tonight is two fighters representing the boys from Bad Radio. First, to my left, in the red corner, out of Fort Worth, Texas, at 5 foot 11, 195 pounds, please welcome Alec Malarkey. And in the blue corner to my right, he is from Commerce, Texas, at 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. Please welcome Josh Puddell.
All right, it's confusing because the fighter wearing the blue is actually not in the blue corner. He is in the blue shorts. That is Alec Malarkey in the all black, but in the blue corner is Josh Puddell. They both are right around that 6 foot 185 range, and we are underway in the first round, Dan. As they size each other up, and they're going at it pretty quick here in the early going. A big exchange. Not a lot of landing blows so far, but a push down.
Off the mouthpiece.
Alec knocks Josh to the ground, that will be called a push, and a mouthpiece is on the ground. So
time.
Here in the early going, Josh is...
All right, what does that do, Bob? Do we get a point against him, or what?
No. I would imagine a nice warning is all we're looking at there. And really, do points even matter? Because the crowd is just going to vote for whoever they want. Alec in the blue, Josh in the black. Alec circles a little bit. Now they exchange. And it looks like Josh is doing a lot, but he lost his balance there. Now Alec is just hammering away at Josh, and they're tied up a little bit. They're at close range, so no real scoring blows there once they got chest to chest. But a nice exchange of action here in the first round.
This is the greatest fight of the night.
It's a first.
Now they size each other up. Both have their dukes up like in a Looney Tunes comic just a little bit here. Now Josh is heading straight ahead. Alec tries to counter in the red headgear.
Boy, Alec came in for the headbutt, it looked like.
And they're both wearing that. And there is the end of the first round. Let's go to our fight doctor, Dan McDowell, for his thoughts.
So when Lawrence Cole calls timeout there for 20 seconds, does the clock keep running?
No, that's what timeout means.
Yeah, you have to stop the clock.
I see.
Yes.
So in timeouts in general, the time is out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's out of the equation.
How does that work?
God.
By the way, we are joined today by our ticket chicks who are also doubling as ring girls.
Ring
showing
persons.
A lot of versatility.
It is amazing to see what 45 seconds will do to a human being as they are both just gassed.
Boy, what a crowd we have here. Look at this. Look at all these people. What would happen if they all made noise at the same time, I wonder? That would be really weird.
I think it would break precedent.
Oh, wow. That's a very, very tepid participation there. All right, we're about ready for round two. Seconds out, gentlemen. Alec,
we have a lefty-righty matchup here.
Tough to tell, Jake.
No, I think Southpaw's got him.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely appears Josh is fighting more as a southpaw. Alec in the traditional
nice
area.
From Josh.
That's
a lot of pushing.
All right, now Josh and Alec are now both... Josh just answered right to the kisser there of Alec. But Alec is throwing more volume. There's no question about it. Alec in the red headgear is more busy, but Josh is actually...
Here goes Lawrence Cole!
Lawrence Cole goes
Lawrence
down!
Cole is down! He is down! Our ref is down! He's back up!
Is there any way Lawrence Cole can survive 12 bouts?
How do you score that?
Jeez! These guys are going full ISIS!
Now Alec again. Alec moves in, and he is... very busy, just throwing the right and the left somewhat wildly. Josh ties up there as the second round nears its completion. All right, back in the center of the ring. They circle, looking for an opening. And the second round comes to a close.
Explosive ending there to that round.
Yeah, they might have petered out just a little bit there in the final.
How many
seconds.
Times have we seen Lawrence Cole fall down during a fight?
Feels
I'm going to say never.
Feels like a fight night first, to be honest.
Yeah. That was great.
Well, look at him. He's a...
Who would you say is winning so far? It looks like they're both just wildly throwing haymakers from the get-go.
Well, so far, only one person's been knocked down.
So they're both winning.
Round three.
Yeah, Lawrence Cole is losing.
I would say this could be the deciding round, to be honest with you. It looks like a rather close fight.
Kind of similar to McGregor Mayweather in many ways, Bob.
But I do see, as you sit here, you are the analyst of this fight, so I turn it to you.
Yeah. You mispronounced that word, I think. I like
comedy.
I like the guy in the black T-shirt. I think he's going to come out of this.
That's Alec. They're both wearing one.
The guy that's not a vegan.
That is Alec.
Alec is not a vegan?
Okay, so they're both wearing black shirts, you realize, though.
Right, that's okay. Who I like.
Oh, they touch gloves. Right. Analyst, I don't All right. know.
All right, now Josh looks like he got in a nice straight left there to start the round. Now Alec is trying to answer. And they're both, okay, now Josh is really tagging him a few times. Alec is trying to respond in the red headgear. Lots of volume again. He throws wild hooks to the side of Josh's head back and forth. Doesn't necessarily seem to be doing a ton of damage, but some scoring for sure. Now, Josh has turned his back, and as he turns his back, Alec kind of gets behind him and tries to hit his stomach from behind in sort of a reaching around motion. Dan, if you will.
I think the turn your back indicates he's losing this fight.
All right. Now Alec steps in. Josh tries to answer. Josh going straight ahead with that right. That's more of a jab, I guess, if we could identify that punch.
Better get him in. 10 seconds.
Third round, boy, it does look like the cardio is becoming a real factor now.
They are spent.
They have thrown a lot of punches.
Ooh,
but, gentlemen, the seconds are running out. And at the end of the third round,
the crowd is pissed.
Both of them exchange a warm embrace, and it does look like they have pretty much used all of their lung capacity to make it through three one-minute rounds.
We didn't get one bloody nose.
No, that's sad.
All right, I believe we will go to Rich Phillips to sort this out.
Our first fight this evening will go to you, the P1 judges. First, let's hear it in the red corner to my left for Alec Malarkey.
Yeah, he's the clear winner.
And in the blue corner, let's hear it for Josh Pennell.
The meat eater.
Our winner out of the red corner, Alec Malarkey.
There's no question the busier of the two fighters. Very close fight, but they might have just gone to pure volume to decide their favor in this fight.
Alec, hold the belt up. Take your mouthpiece out. Oh, you don't have it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You you look tired.
A little bit.
Is this the most tired you've been in quite some time?
Yeah.
How do you think you did in there?
Thursday.
I think I did good. Josh is one tough SOB. Probably the toughest friend I could have picked to fight. Fight could have gone either way, so pass off to Pennell.
Yeah, it really could have gone either way. Now, it looked like there in the last 30 seconds of the 45-second third round that neither one of you had anything left.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that, right?
Yeah.
Fair play.
All right, yeah, fair play. Okay, thank you very much.
Josh, as Corby said, it looked like you got a little gas there in the last 30 seconds. Do you think if you hadn't become a godless liberal supporting PETA, eating a few more carcasses, you might have been able to finish that fight out?
No, I think I finished the fight. I think I kicked his ass. We let the audience choose. It is what it is. We'll rematch next year.
All right.
A rematch.
Wow.
Great work, man.
Wow. So that is a big win for Bad Radio. They move to 1-0 tonight as Alec takes down.
That does not count.
It has to count.
Our fighter won.
The fact that our show.
The guy in the black shirt.
That's so cheap.
Well, next, it looks like.
Get more P1s to listen to your show.
We have the second fight. The second fight will also feature a Bad Radio fighter. So that's who we will be pulling for. But he will go up. That is. How do you say that there, Kat?
Osama.
Oh, that's a Joshua?
Wow.
That's a new spelling of Joshua for me, but I'm not here to judge. Joshua will take on Chris, who is representing the Musers, and that will be our second bout of the night, which is just minutes away here from the Bomb Factory in Deep Ellum on Corona Light Fight Night on the Ticket.
It's on!
It's 5:52 on the Ticket, Corona Light Fight Night here at the Bomb Factory, sold out tonight.
in Deep Ellum. It's brought to us by Macho Self-Storage, Byers Barricade, and, of course, the Bomb Factory itself in Winston Water Cooler. It's Giorgio along with Junior and Bob. We are ready for bout number two.
Yeah.
This is Musers against Bad Radio. This is going to be a bloodbath. Chris Stein representing Team Musers, 36 years old out of Northwest High School and the University of North Texas, against 25-year-old Josue Hernandez. He's a Lamar Viking. Both fighters making their way to the ring now. That's Chris Stein, who's in between the ropes and in the ring. And now here comes Josue Hernandez. What do you think, Junior?
I've been looking forward to this fight since the day I was born, George. The excitement's getting the better of me. I like our fighter, Chris Stein, just at first glance.
Yeah.
I think he's going to serve up a Steinful of ass-whipping tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go ringside to Gordon Keith, who's standing by with the Musers boxer.
Look at this. 6 feet of pure intimidation. Chris, how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, feedback.
You're nervous. Gosh,
no.
Man, I just threw it to you. In time, you're supposed to trash talk, maybe have an Irish accent when you do it.
He is the one who tweeted that he's going to disappoint us.
Oh, no.
He tweeted that he's going to disappoint
us? Yeah, just yesterday, he tweeted that he was going to disappoint us.
We got the morning show. We got some Star Wars ink down there, don't we?
Oh, what we got down there?
On the ankle there.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh, is that Lando Calrissian?
Is that for the Empire?
Rebel Alliance.
The Rebel Alliance, yeah.
The underdogs. Yeah, great. Great. Now, who are you fighting for tonight, Chris? The Harveys?
Yes. Don't say that term.
Absolutely.
No, don't say that term.
Yeah.
No.
He's fighting for all the people who have been so very affected.
Yes.
Thank
indeed.
You, Chris, for doing this
prayers.
For us tonight.
That is Chris Stein
in spirit.
Battling for Team Users. Let's go to the other corner, the blue corner. Here's Dan McDowell with Josue Hernandez. Right.
Is it Josue? How do you say your name?
Oh, we're on the air, Josue.
You know about swearing? Yeah, on the radio? Okay, that's all cool. Are you the tallest man from Mexico?
I believe so.
Not her off.
Check, but I think
I'm
worshipped
so.
As a god.
Okay,
down
you
there.
Don't look like you're in what shape. But then, look at him, right?
No, we're good. We're good here.
You feel good? Yeah. Are you Hello? Fighting for us, for our honor?
Yeah, I'm fighting, yeah.
Yeah, he's bad radio.
He sounds pretty fired
Has
up.
Has he ever heard of you?
Yeah, who's that bald guy right Hello? There on the left up there?
Mr. Klein.
Bob.
Hey! Hope Sway knows who you are, Bob. Yeah.
Big hockey fan, aren't you?
I just guessed. Him or me? No, I'm not a hockey fan.
That's a great conversation.
They appear to be the two least aggressive fighters I've ever seen.
I know it.
All right,
that is Josue Hernandez. Let's go.
Get Bogdanar.
They're both passive.
Here is our ring announcer, Rich Phillips.
Fight number two tonight features the Musers against Bad Radio. First, representing the sweet, clean Musers, two by left out of the red corner. He hails from Denton, Texas, 6'4", 240 pounds. He is Chris Stein.
There he is.
And in the blue corner, he is from south of the border in Mexico. At 6'4", 245 pounds, representing the boys from Bad Radio, let's give it up for Josue Hernandez.
Josue. Now, I have it that he's from Arlington, Lamar. Rich just said he's from Mexico. Which one are we going with?
Maybe both.
Okay.
Maybe both.
All right,
Mexican.
There's Lawrence Cole, the great Lawrence Cole, getting the two boxers together in the center of the ring and sending them back to their corners. Team Musers at the red helmet, that's Chris Stein, Josue Hernandez in the blue helmet, and here we go. How you feeling, Bob, about your boxer?
You know, give me a couple seconds here, but I think we'll be okay here.
Some wild exchanges back and forth. That was a backhand punch there delivered by Chris Stein.
Well, your guy's going straight ahead, I'll tell you that.
He is going right into his grill.
That's the way we train him, Bob.
I don't think he's landed one yet. Oh, there's a right uppercut and a whiff there by Josue Hernandez. And that caused some giggles there ringside. Here is a right by Stein. Now he flinches as he gets hit by
a left. It seems like both drop their head when they throw a punch.
Yeah. They're expecting the worst when they throw a punch, for sure. There's a combination there by Stein, and the Muser's boxer is backing up Hernandez.
Boy, your boxer's already out of gas.
No, he's a runner. I think he's another cave. Oh, all right.
You don't get punched when you run.
Right by Hernandez there, and I think that that may count in his favor.
No, look at them.
Oh, there it is, the belt and the end of the first round. What do you think, Bob? How you score it?
Even? I think we're pretty even so far. I think we're seeing lots of effort and very little production.
You know, I was told that our boxer, Chris, had great endurance because he was a runner. And as we all know, Kenyans make the best boxers. But I'm a little disappointed in round one, although he was the aggressor, so I have to give him that. He didn't seem like he would be in the interview before the fight, but he came out and he was stalking his opponent.
He had good amounts of ambition.
Yes.
That's what you would say, you know? Just walked right in there, and he was ready for whatever waited for him.
And then he ran out of gas, despite the fact that he's a runner.
I'm not positive he'll flourish in the later rounds, but...
He is giving up 11 years, too. He's 36 years old. Hernandez is only 25.
Kill
is that
me.
A factor?
Kill me.
I felt better when I was 25 than when I was 36.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, but lately we've seen Tom Brady and other elder statesmen succeed, so why not Chris Stein?
Why not?
Have
why
we heard from Chris Stein since the Hardline counted him down that one time?
That's
Pete
Stein.
Oh, that was Pete Stein.
I'm sorry.
German.
I'm sorry.
All right, there's a lean-in by Stein. He just took a hard left and a right. Stein's in some trouble. Hernandez with a combo. And a left and a right. And another right by Hernandez. Now here comes Stein on the offensive. And he goes down. He's to his knees.
Juan Trabajo.
Hernandez back to his corner. A little standing eight count here for Chris Stein. And
Chris,
not good.
Keep your gloves up, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Protect that noggin.
He's nodding his head.
Kill me.
He says he's okay here in round two, but I don't know.
Mas izquierda.
Here we go. We're back underway. Stein leaning in. Fakes a left, now takes a hard right to the chops. And another right to the head.
Your guy
Stein is wobbling.
Your guy's getting
Stein is wobbling. He's taking a left to the face.
Oh, sway.
Stop it. Yeah, that's the end of the second round. Oh, man.
Josue para el presidente.
Round two goes to Josue Hernandez. No doubt about that. Stein lucky the bout is still going. The Muser's boxer is in some trouble.
He is in some trouble, and Josue, can you see?
Stop.
This guy can box. Wow.
Boy, he is pretty relentless in that second round. That could have gone 10-8.
Josue Hernandez is a UTA Maverick, Bob. What do you think about that?
That's great to know. That's great to know.
Both of these guys have said they've never fought before. Not in high school, not in elementary school. Yeah, maybe we're seeing the results of that.
He's not a product of the UTA boxing program?
No, don't think so.
Chris Stein getting advice from his corner.
Retired.
Basically learned to fight. Some version of that.
That's the advice he's getting?
Yeah, that's the advice he's getting.
Lawrence Cole says, let's go, gentlemen,
will
here for round number three.
Back up.
If Stein's going to win this, I would think he's got to knock him out here, but does he have enough left in those red gloves?
Venga, Josue!
To bring home the victory.
Oh!
Hernandez lands another punch with the left and another left to the chin. A whip now.
Oh!
Hernandez knocks him down for the second time. Stein is back up, getting that standing eight count.
I thought that was a slip.
I'm with you. I think that was a slip,
for the third
too.
Time.
Stein has got his gloves up. He looks Lawrence Cole square in the eyes, and Lawrence Cole says, you're good. You're good.
Full
Come
concussion
on.
Protocol.
Otra vez, Josue. Otra vez.
Bob speaking Spanish to the bad radio fighter. They're back in the middle of the ring. Another combination by Hernandez. Stein taking punches to the face again.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
I think he's bleeding from the nose as Stein takes
a
combination.
Oh!
He's into the ropes.
Just
he's
stop
done.
It.
I think he's done. There's the bell. That ought to do it. It looks like, Chris Stein, the self fulfilling prophecy that he would disappoint the Musers, and he has.
Well, Chris Stein doesn't lie on Twitter.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Let's go ringside again, and here's Rich Phillips.
Fight number two goes to you, the P1 judges, once again. First out of the red corner, let's hear it for Chris Stein.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
Atta, baby.
Tremendous fighter.
Out of the blue corner, let's hear it for Josue Hernandez. By unanimous decision, your winner representing Bad Radio is Josue Hernandez.
There he is, the Lamar Viking and Bad Radio representative.
Wow.
The headline, putting up a win there for Bad Radio.
The headline this evening in the Mexico City paper, Josue, can you box?
Stop it.
All right, let's go ringside. Here's English. Dan.
We're here with the winning fighter, Josue. How do you feel?
Tired. Really tired. I feel good. That was a hell of a fight, man.
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah, we'll concede that.
We tried.
Is it nice to take a white man down?
Absolutely.
Man, what a showing.
What's going through your mind right now?
I'm going to get drunk and watch the rest of these fights.
Yeah! There you go, Josue!
Yeah. All right, congrats. Nice job.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, let's go over to Gordon Keith, and Chris Stein does not look very good.
Chris, you're in Dallas, Texas right now, and you've just had a boxing match in which you lost. Are you aware of these facts?
Well, you know, I'm a bit wobbly right now. I think the ref started it or stopped it just a tad too early.
Okay. All right.
You know, I think if I would have got back to my corner and got my legs under me, I think it would have been all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got sticks. He's a true muser right
Finally,
there.
Finally, he found some fight in himself.
Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate you putting your body on the line out here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There you go, Chris Stein. All right, so there we go. Bout number two goes to Bad Radio. Josue Hernandez over Chris Stein. Up next, we've got the hard line against Norm and Donovan here at Corona Light Ticket Fight Night at the Bomb Factory. All right, we are back here at Corona Light Fight Night. We're in mere moments. Fight number three of the evening will be getting underway.
We've had a couple of barn burner fights to start out, and I will say this, Josue, who just fought in the last fight, absolute, is that his name, Josue?
Josue.
Josue.
Yes.
That was one of the larger ass beatings that we've seen here on a consistent basis.
That was. We were on the verge of a knockout there, I thought.
Yeah, and I'm almost glad it didn't happen. I'm glad Chris stood up and didn't get fully knocked out and was okay to talk about it afterwards. That was an awesome fight between two horribly out of shape human beings to step in that ring.
Well, we'll see what we've got this time. It is a fight between us, the Hardline, and Norman Donovan representing...
Oh, we hate them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
You guys love us.
Oh, wait a minute. Look, they're already cheating. They're in the ring right now. Their whole show's in the ring.
Well, maybe they should fight.
How is that cheating?
I don't know. You're just giving tips and stuff.
There's nobody here.
No, I don't care. I know what you're up to.
Maybe they should fight each other. Once you cancel this fight, have them fight.
How about that?
I would pay.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
How about it, P1? You guys into that?
Bare knuckle.
Who you got your money on, huh?
Bare knuckle.
50 grand right now.
Who you got your money
shirt
on?
Off,
yes.
Go.
Yes. Shirt off, go. Get a little Donovan versus the Sea Cow going on in there.
That's double my salary.
Well, I feel the Sea Cow would take him apart because Donovan is still on his Vegas hangover.
That is true.
God. Man, I've never heard anything sound so pathetic when you came back.
You shut the hell up. You just don't know how to kick it like I know how to kick it. Right, P1s?
You guys, don't get them involved.
You guys want to come to Vegas with me?
He's right.
Damn right you do.
Cheap pop. He's going for the cheap pop.
Totally.
Oh. Does anyone like Dallas?
Does anybody like the Cowboys?
Do you love breathing?
We have a couple of large human beings that are getting ready to step into the ring.
We got a couple in there right now, I thought.
Oh, yeah. The first one. Are you saying his name is Chance?
Yes.
That's not Chance. That's Troy Dobbins stepping into the ring first, and then Chance Pants. By the way, Chance
If you notice his shirt, he's got a t-shirt company, but that's not all. Chance has pulled the impossible. He's united the Rangers and the Astros, and the Rangers are going to be wearing his t-shirt tomorrow before the game. And it's like a bonding shirt between the Rangers and the Astros, and the Rangers have agreed to do it.
That sounds super gay to
me. I'm telling you. It's, what?
Oh, you're the t-shirt guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember him from Flips. Yeah, he does. You do
all proceeds.
Too.
Yes, all proceeds go into your wallet. No, they go to the victims in Houston. Yes, of course they do. Of course they do. Yes, but these guys, they look legit in there.
All right, well, let's go to our ringside reporter, and that would be the great Donovan, right?
Oh, Mike Soroy.
All right, we got the psilocybin Z-Cal.
Thank you, sir. We got Troy Dobbins here fighting for the Norm and D Invasion.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Among the facts about you, it says, I am a fan of Lawrence Cole. Is there anything you want to say to Lawrence Cole before we get underway?
I just appreciate him coming out here and doing this for us. It's pretty cool that he actually comes on.
That sounds very feeble.
Yeah.
Good man, Lawrence. Keep it fair. Stay on your feet.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're here with Chance. Chance, how are you feeling today, man?
Good, man. I just want to appreciate everybody coming out and watching me tonight. Just keep in mind, there's a lot of really good fights after me, so don't leave.
They're not. No one's leaving.
Why would they leave? Yes. Because you're going to put on the show or something?
I don't know. I just thought it was tight to say.
Yes. He wants to thank you all for coming out and watching him. And
by the way.
Good fights after he gets done.
By the way, before Chance and Herman Troy get going, we do want everybody to know that's listening, that's driving in. We still got room in here at the Bomb Factory, so come on down. The food trucks are outside. The booze are flowing. There's lots of people in here, but there's room for you. So,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, teaser popping, everything, man.
Yes, and thanks to Rich Phillips, who's going to announce this fight.
Fight number three tonight, the Hardline versus Norm and D Invasion. And first, out of the red corner, in the red, representing the Hardline, he hails from Fort Worth, Texas, 6'4", 210 pounds. He's the Red Pegger, Chance Horse!
The Red Pegger?
Sounds a little too close
the
to
red
me.
Red Pegger?
And in the blue
it's
corner,
worse.
Representing the Normandy Invasion. He is from Midlothian, Texas, at 6'2", a svelte 217 pounds. Please welcome to the ring, Troy T.D. Dobbins!
Yeah. Very dubious that he weighs 217. He looks more like about 238.
Well, I don't think anybody gives a damn about this fight.
Yeah, they do. What are you talking about?
Well, there was no audience reaction.
Well, they want to see him fight before they react. Here they go. The fight is on.
All right.
Touch gloves.
Fight on. Gloves tapped. Here we go.
Oh, these guys look legit. Look at Chance bobbing and weaving around the ring. But he's hit hard, it seems.
Fast start here. But nothing really landing yet. There's a
pack of Chance looks like he knows what he's doing here.
He does.
Sticking and moving. Troy may be in trouble. Not a lot landed quite
Chance,
yet. Oh, there's a nice right jab.
High school wrestler. He says he's fought twice in high school and won both.
Yeah.
And I believe we have an NAIA football player on the other side in Troy.
That's right.
As they're throwing each other around the ring a little bit. Not a lot landing.
Yes.
Oh, an uppercut missed by Troy.
Yes.
Troy's just stalking. He's stalking him.
Well, he's stalking, looking for his opening for sure. Chance, the more active of the two so far, but this is by far the lamest round we've had so far here.
That's okay, we're just warming up.
Oh!
Oh, yes!
Oh, it's just like Sugar Ray Leonard always said. You want to finish the round.
Oh, Chance is on the ropes, and there's the bell.
You want to finish the round strong, and Troy did that.
Well, he did. What a nice last 15 seconds from Troy. That's how I usually do it, too.
Dicey there in the last for Chance.
Anytime you hear that 10-second clack, you want to go at it. And he did. Troy went at him hard. And Chance, although he looks like he knows what he's doing, did very, very little damage there in that first round.
Troy botched when he was around 10, and he said he would like to try it again. And he's getting that opportunity here tonight at fight night.
He boxed when he was 10?
Yes, and played NAIA college football.
That's some quality parenting.
Who do you think won that first round?
Do we have to pick?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Troy won.
The commentators.
I thought you were asking the crowd.
No, asking you.
Troy clearly won.
Okay, well, answer the damn question.
You know who won. You don't have to ask me.
In the ring.
Ooh. No.
Okay, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'd give it to Troy, but not by much.
Okay.
All right, round two. Let's make it up right here, Chance. Right here.
Let's go, Troy.
Do not disappoint us.
Troy, represent Normandy, baby.
And this.
Troy Bills doesn't hit up the outside.
Uppercut.
Oh. Troy got Chance on the run.
Nice uppercut, and Chance.
Boy, Chance really needs to land something here.
Boy, they are standing toe-to-toe. Chance is not scared.
No, he's not.
Troy's got the upper hand, though.
Very
staggered Chance a little bit.
Chance has got the massive reach advantage, but he's not doing anything with it, it appears.
Oh, stuck.
Nice stiff jab.
You know...
Oh, body
Troy
work.
Gets in at the body. Now he's got him in the corner.
Oh,
chasing around a little bit. There's one that landed.
He did swallow that punch.
Troy seems to have possessed the small town strength that people that aren't very smart have, you know?
And there's the bell.
You know what? You know what I like about this fight? It's not wild ass like those other two. Those first two are just wild ass fights. This is almost technical.
It is. It is.
These
two are clearly both saving things up for round three.
Well, I tell you what, it better get nuts here in the third round. Chance, if you want to have any chance of saving face for our show.
Don't do this to us, Chance. I'm never wearing your freaking t-shirt again if you don't.
I'm calling the Rangers too, and we're taking all the money away from Harvey's. You heard me.
Yeah, that's right, we are. He's right.
Who are you going to give it to?
Snake.
I'm keeping it.
Harvey's. Like it's a bar and grill.
Right, yeah, like it's down the street offering hamburgers.
Yeah, we're going to give it to Lee Harvey's.
Another space heater.
Boy, they're being told what to do here in the third round. All I want is, I want insanity. I want pain. I want emotion. I want grit.
I want Chance. Come on, Chance.
Let's go, Troy.
One punch. Thing.
It's Troy. Winning time, Troy.
One more round, Troy.
It's winning
here
time.
Here we go. Out of the center of the ring they go. And there is a jab by Chance. Didn't do too much.
Oh, Chance.
There's one to the head.
A flurry.
All right.
Oh.
He's saving up the third round, and he's
Chance
very aggressive here so far.
He ate a left hand.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's full. Look at him. Look at his stomach.
Oh, a nice jab from Chance, too. He's killing him this round. Oh, no. Oh, no. Troy has just knocked him silly. Oh.
Chance got staggered.
Put your hands up, Chance.
They're getting tired now.
Put your hands up.
Chance looking to get lucky here.
This is like Rocky IV.
They are both gassed.
Oh, it is like Rocky. Almost took himself down with his own swing. Oh, a nice jab from Chance.
Yeah, very nice jab, but it's just not doing much.
10 seconds.
Troy's able to withstand this.
Let's see what you got in there. Oh, no, Mike.
They tie up, and now
it looks like
this is going to come to an end.
Yes.
It looks like.
Yes.
And there it is.
Troy. Troy.
Oh, this will be a difficult decision for the P1.
Not really. Not really. Troy, who no doubt got to... got past arithmetic in Midlothian. Let's go to Rich Phillips.
Fighting number three will go once again to you, the P1 judges. First over here in the red, let's hear it for Chance Hearts. And in the black, let's hear it for Troy Dobbins. Susan representing the Normandy invasion, yes, Troy, yes, T.D. Dobbins.
1-0, baby.
All right, let's take you down inside the ring with Mike Saroy and what? Our winner, Troy.
I'm not inside the ring yet.
Oh, okay, well, come on in.
All right, Troy, did you do this for Norm Hitzkus' surgically repaired shoulder?
Yeah, we're going to dedicate this to Norm's shoulder.
Good man. I think you were dominant the whole way through. You feel like that was the same?
Yeah, I'm just really out of shape. I was dying there at third round.
What? I caught you looking at Lawrence Cole with a seductive eye. Was he distracting? How much you love him?
No, I was just happy to trip this one. I was, I've never seen that before.
Me either.
Do you find Lawrence Cole a handsome man?
I'm not going to answer that one.
Yeah, I'm gay.
That's a yes.
Because it's yes.
That's a gay yes.
I'm a gay man. All right, let's go to the loser. Chance.
Chance.
What have you with Donovan?
Man.
Chance.
I have never been more disappointed in my life. Never.
What happened, Chance?
This is a terrible idea. No. No, I'm serious. I'm going to be back next year and the year after until I'm 40. I'm going to keep doing it, but for real, though.
What do you mean you're coming back? You're only here because you lost a fantasy football bet and had to do this.
Well, if I got to lose fantasy again, I'll do it. You come back.
You're going to train harder next year, right, Chance?
Yeah, I will, man.
But... Now you realize what it takes, don't you?
Yeah, well, that was a terrible idea.
Boy, that's some conviction.
And you have the hard line grilling you, man. You just want to catch your breath, right? Good job, Chance. We
Chance,
really appreciate it.
Way to step up and fight.
Yes.
You got a lot of balls getting in the ring, man,
yes.
All right?
You make great T-shirts, too.
You do. You do. Great T-shirts.
All right, so there you go. There is fight number three. That one goes to Norm and Donovan.
Win it all, baby!
Surgically repaired shoulder.
Cheaters. Woo! Roids.
Up next, a fight between us once again and Bob and Dan.
Oh, no.
All right. We are pricing up for fight number four.
Four.
Nine. This between us, the Hardline, and the Bob and Dan show.
Yup.
You're going down.
Derek Bohannon will represent the Hardline. Billy Hickman will represent Bob and Dan.
Oh!
Oh, Europe is here.
Oh, we got a little imprint music here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
These men are large.
They are large. We will have Corby and Dan in the ring, or outside the ring.
Got our signals crossed here a little
Who's
bit.
Who's this one? Oh, he has a Hardline shirt.
All right, representing the Hardline, we have Derek Bohannon. He has no formal training except street boxing for fun.
Oh.
That's the dude in white?
Wait, that's our fighter.
No. Yeah.
That's not?
No, no, this is Billy. This is
our, oh.
Okay, now, he's well, wearing Derek a Hardline shirt.
Yeah, that's kinda weird.
It's just a ticket shirt.
Stay hard, keep jamming, we'll see you on the back. I just assumed that was us.
All right, which is which?
We say that all
this
the time.
This is Billy. Yeah, yeah, that's
okay,
our phrase.
This is, okay, this
it's
is
our catchphrase.
Let's see.
Go ahead, Mike. Try to read.
He says he is not scared to get beat down or to beat someone.
Who's that? Which one?
That is Derek.
All right.
Well, Derek is here.
Derek is here. As
okay,
for Billy,
well, Derek is here.
He seems to want to scream a lot.
He says he puts his name in for fight night every year and never gets in, and finally it worked out for him this year.
All right. Well, I'm here with Billy. Yes. Shout out to the P1CR.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's an exclusive room on Facebook, right?
It is.
Boy,
Donovan knows.
Nobody can get in on that.
Just a lot of positivity flowing through there, I heard.
No, a lot of drama and BS.
Okay, now how old are you?
37.
Ugh.
And this guy looks considerably younger than you. Are you worried?
He don't know nothing about old man fight.
Yeah.
Doesn't know nothing about...
Yeah, I like what he's saying.
Okay, and you've been trying to get into this for how many years?
Probably about 5 years now. Yeah.
So what makes you think that the reason why they picked you this year? Why did they pick you this year as opposed to last year?
Probably desperate.
Yeah, we can get that way.
We're desperate for fighters.
Yeah, we can get that way for sure.
And do you have any animosity towards this guy?
He's got hair and I don't.
Respect.
I like it.
All right, let's fight for the bald man.
All right, Derek.
All right, let's go over here to Derek.
You got the right show.
Derek, you have your mouthpiece out?
Yep, got it out.
Okay, that's good. Now, how old are you?
29.
29. Now, neither one of you guys appear to be in what's considered shape. What have you done to train?
Just regular stuff.
Regular stuff.
Just kind of boxing and cardio.
Oh, yeah, you're ready, man.
Ready.
Is that a 777 tattoo?
Do you have some sort of...
That's the thinking.
What does that mean, 777?
That's for one of my best friends.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Bear trap.
Oh, passed dear. Away. Well, shout out to 777. If you're watching, you'll be proud of Derek. Now, Derek, it also says you've been in street fights.
Mostly street boxing, not fights.
What does that even mean?
Just putting on the gloves after whenever and boxing, throwing down.
Is that like karate in the garage?
Seriously, are you homeless?
Sometimes.
Okay, all right. Well, that's our fighter,
You ever get into bum fights?
Ooh, bum fights.
That would be nice.
Okay, well, good luck. Beat some ass in there, okay? Make us proud.
And he says he's not afraid to get beaten down, Corby, or beat someone up.
Good. Get him, Billy.
All right.
He's standing over there.
All right, let's go to our ring announcer, Rich Phillips.
Fighting number four on our card tonight features the hard line against Bad Radio. First, out of the red corner, he represents the evil hard line. What? He's 5'10", 220 pounds, hailing from some town called Trenton, Texas, Derek Debo Bohannon. Cutting out of the blue corner, representing the boys from Bad Radio. He's out of Irving, Texas at 5'11", 225 pounds. Give it up for Wild Billy Heckman.
Get him, Billy.
Oh, this is not going to be pretty. I have a bad feeling about this.
I feel good. I feel good, Mike.
Dan, fire up the crowd.
This looks like the donut fight, like they're fighting for a big box of Krispy Kremes.
Well, hopefully that'll work out for one of them. And here we go. We are off. And there is a jab and a big whirl. And, oh, flailing left and right. Oh, my God.
Oh, stumble.
These guys are going to go down under their own girth.
Oh, boy.
How would you describe this, Bob?
Well, I would describe it as two guys who've never thrown a punch before.
What do you mean?
Down goes Billy. Down goes Billy.
And it's an official knockdown, Mike. He is knocked down.
Oh, boy. It wasn't pretty, but whatever works, Corby. Whatever works.
He's disputing the knockdown. He said he was tripped there.
No, Bob. That was a clear knockdown, a clear shot.
That's more dirty play by hardline fighters.
There's a lot going on in there.
Well, I got
10 seconds left.
Derek is punishing him. Oh, another straight right.
Derek is taking this round. Derek is taking this. And there's a big flail, and boy, that's some bad fighting there.
It looks like a skit from Laugh In.
Oh, I think someone's supposed to give him this this stool, right? Here you go, dude.
Dan.
What happened to his corner?
Dan providing the stool.
We're supposed to have a corner person.
Billy doesn't have a corner.
Sit down? Have a seat.
Did his corner guy leave?
No, there's no corner guy over
here. Offer him a cigar.
Man, we didn't do that, by the way. We did not pull the corner guy out from our opponent, so.
You know, we have a real spit bucket over here, which is,
I bet that's delightful.
There's about an inch and a half layer right now of spit.
How much to drink it?
Why don't you add to it?
Wow, how much to drink it?
I'm in for 10 grand.
Jeez, that dude's low.
All right, we are getting ready for round two between Derek and Billy.
Billy, we need better.
Derek representing the hard line. Billy representing the Bob and Dan show.
Let's go, Derek. Do
it
for your friend.
Here we go.
Okay.
Derek moves cautiously. There's a roundhouse that doesn't land. Billy is just, I don't know, screwing around.
Oh, Derek.
Oh, caught him when he wasn't looking. Oh, my God.
With a big left hook.
Yeah.
Billy just not doing much.
No, he's really not. And there's big Derek with a roundhouse right, follows it with a left that connects to the face.
Ooh, Billy staggers nice Billy combination. A little bit.
Every time Billy swings, it's like that he's getting ready to fall.
Why does Billy tuck in his shirt? Discuss.
I don't know. It's pretty useless.
Derek kind of leaning back here quite a bit. Better watch his balance there. There's a big roundhouse right that doesn't land.
Oh,
backhander.
Swing around,
try to get him with the backhand.
Lawrence Cole will have none of that.
No, Lawrence Cole will have none of that.
The backhand.
And as the bell rings, there's a couple of punches that land but don't do much. And there's round two.
This is not exactly an exhibition of technique and the finer points of the sweet science, Mike. Just kind of, it's more kind of feeling around in the dark
at
this point.
And just flailing away, hoping that you get lucky and land something.
This is what you get when your history is street fighting. But I would even expect, I like a street fight to me is Mitch Blood Green versus Mike Tyson, right?
You know, I've been informed that not only is there a spit bucket over here, but backstage they have a fight night jar. And you might need to search Aggie Jar on the internet.
Is anybody more obsessed with the Aggie Jar?
I swear, the things he gets obsessed with.
All right, here we go.
They all follow a certain
decisive round three.
Uh-oh, stool.
We may be able, maybe about to find out.
The stool was never taken out last round, by the way, and no one got near it. Here we go.
We may be about to find out what they mean by a puncher's chance, Bob.
45 seconds of
really
blood.
Really, probably going to be a stoppage.
Oh, my. Oh,
oh, oh, boy, there's...
Derek is punishing him.
Yeah, Derek's getting the better of this.
It's going to be over.
A couple of punches
it's
gonna there.
It's going to be over. Get him, Derek.
Billy is standing on his feet still, but he's not doing much.
No.
No.
Well, there he got a he's left in there. But
he just...
It didn't... He's just not bothering
he's
Derek
just
too much.
Really having a hard
oh,
time.
The spin move. That's a pirouette.
He's aggressive. He's backing him up. But once he backs him up, he can't do anything.
It's just throwing a punch is being made to look very difficult here.
Yeah, these guys are running
just
out of
balance
gas now.
And aim and just all these.
Oh, the uppercut stuns Billy.
I have a feeling that the response to this is going to be quite tepid.
Oh,
and there it is. Oh, there's the end
well,
of round three.
Billy is going to vomit in the ring. There is no doubt about it.
You know, there's been a lot of fights in the years of Ticket Fight Night, and that was another one of them right there.
Yep.
Your guy has a mohawk.
You're damn
yeah,
right
he does. He has a mohawk.
That's what winners
I
wear.
I bet mohawk is dyed red.
This is what winner looks like.
All right, let's go to Rich Phillips once again.
Fight number four also goes to you, the P1 judges tonight. First out of the red quarter, let's hear it for Derek Bohannon. In the blue corner, let's hear it for Billy Hickman.
Oh, Billy.
Our winner, representing the hardline, Derek Debo Bohannon.
Whoa, Derek, you made us proud, man.
No votes for general indifference there, so a good win for you, the hardline, Mike.
Pretty dominant, Bob. Pretty
yes,
dominant.
Pretty dominant.
Well, I would say that that was...
I would say that's a tone setter for the rest of the
well,
fights we're going to be in
you
tonight.
Got into the win column. There's no doubt about that. We
just a thrashing. Derek,
well,
come
let's
here.
Go to Corby to talk to our guy.
Derek, the street fighting really paid off. How'd you feel in there?
Winded.
Yeah, you look terrible.
I know I do.
I mean, the fighting was wonderful, though. Just the precision, everything about it looked legit.
Did it?
No.
I was barely there, so I don't know.
Are you going to take some of the money you get and buy more jailhouse tattoos?
I do it myself, actually.
Is that the only tattoo you have?
No. Look at his leg.
He's a busy young man.
Oh, my God. Why are you so Asian?
He's got lots of friends.
I'm a walking billboard for terrible tattoos, so...
Okay, well, you know what? You got a win under your belt for us. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'll say Fighter of the Year. Dan?
We're here in the losing corner. Billy, boxing, your thoughts?
I don't know how. That is pretty obvious. I just want to apologize to everyone, especially Bob and Dan.
Hey, don't apologize to them. Apologize to the P1 Copenhagen room.
I'm sorry, P1 CR, I let you down. We got another shot later. I suck. I suck.
What was the training that went into your routine?
Well, I had a pot bellies for lunch. And, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you plan to do after this fight?
Probably die in shame.
Well, don't do that.
Fill up the Aggie jar in the bag.
He didn't say that.
No. Yeah, will you contribute to the ticket fight night jar?
I don't have any money. I had to borrow $3 from a promotions guy to park.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
True story.
Oh, no.
Google Aggie jar and then fill it up.
He doesn't have a search engine on him. He's boxing.
But now I want beer. Is that good?
All right, well, that was a terrible fight. Thank you for showing up.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
There he goes. Billy.
All right, there you go. You coming up next, fight number five will feature a fight between the Hardline and the Musers.
Ah, yes.
Incredible, round animal, incredible, deep public enemy number one.
6:52, it is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Corona Light Ticket Fight Night from the Bomb Factory, huh? Are we here or are we?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Macho Self Storage, Buyer's Barricade, and the Bomb Factory, and Winston Water Cooler, and O'Reilly Auto Parts, O'Reilly. Let's see, you want to look at the standings, guys?
Sure,
let's do it. All right, here we are through four bouts so far. That means number five is right around the corner. The Musers are looking for their first win.
Yep.
They are 0-1. Norm and D are at 1-0. The Hardline 1-1, and somehow we've had four fighters already at 2-2 bad radio. So in a way we're winning, but in a way we're also leading in losses. So
you got us there in bout number two, bad radio over the Musers.
Yeah, that one worked out well for us. Let's focus on that one and not the last one where our guy got destroyed. Here is bout number five, guys. Oh, and it's George and Gordon up here with me. I'm Bob.
Bob, good to be with you.
Actually, Gordon couldn't make it.
Oh, who's with us then?
Generic youth minister. Oh, hey, Bob.
I love your work.
Thought you'd recognize me. I got my big cross on.
Yeah, you know what? I should have seen the big cross hanging around your neck. Dan and Junior, I believe, are also dispatched to assist us for the calling of bout number five. And
uh-oh, here we go, Bob.
Oh, here's
it's happening, Bob.
Here's our Jock Jam CD.
There's your boxer, Emmanuel Gabler. He's from Fort Worth, Bob.
Well, he appears to be representing the Hardline.
He's a Hardline?
I don't think I have a dog in this fight.
He's representing Team Hardline. That's Torrey Walker from Mansfield.
Which one?
Mansfield, Louisiana, in the red. He's representing the Musers here tonight, Bob.
He's the Muser guy.
Okay, so Torrey's in the red?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the black guy, Bob.
Oh, that is George. Offensive.
I didn't even notice one guy.
Jeez.
Well, I did, and I said it.
That's terrible.
And
he works for Winston Water Cooler, Bob.
He happens to be a non-binary woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that too.
That's a Torrey Walker. He appears to work out. He's 38, and I suppose Rich Phillips will tell us that momentarily. And then the Hardline has Emmanuel over there. That's Emmanuel Gabler, and he is wearing all black. But I guess that's your job, isn't it? Let's go to the ring announcer or to our ring reporters. That looks like Dan over there. That doesn't
matter. Sure, I'm here with Emmanuel.
So,
says here on your bio, you just wanted to punch any black guy.
Like to what?
So what are your thoughts going into this fight? How much have you trained?
Well, I've watched like every Rocky, so you know I feel pretty good about that.
Okay, your favorite one?
You got to go with the original one.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that.
Little partial to Rocky III, actually.
A little long, the ice skating thing. I mean, it's a little overdone.
Unnecessary scene.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, go for three or four, actually. I don't think you've seen them all. Emmanuel, how old are you?
29.
And you're fighting for the Hardline, right?
Right.
Any words for this guy over here?
Hey, man, let's give him a show, yeah?
Okay, eh? Oh, he's Canadian, Bob.
Hey there.
Sounds too mean. Okay. All right, good luck.
Thanks, man.
Sounds like a nice guy.
How about over to Junior Miller?
Okay, I'm here with Torrey, and guys, it's a good thing this state has open carry because he can display these guns. How about that? Torrey, it's a little like I'm looking in a mirror right now.
Oh, look at those biceps.
We're almost carbon copies, but you look like you work out a lot.
I used to.
Used to.
Yeah.
You stay that fit. How do you do it?
Genetics.
Hey, have him flex his biceps. Right. Look at this.
Gordon wants to see your flexed biceps.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that. That is crazy looking.
He's got a tennis ball in there.
Hide the women and kids. This is incredible. All right, you feel good about your chances tonight?
We'll see. I feel good.
Did you get a nap today and something good to eat?
No.
Okay, great. Perfect. All right, you're representing Team Musers. Good luck.
Cool.
All right, now let's get to specifics.
Okay, Dad, Bob just talked over you.
He's got one thing to say.
Oh, what'd he say?
Bob talked over it.
Well, what'd he say?
He said this is dedicated to Satan.
There's no way he said that.
No, I think he said Winston Water Cooler.
All right, Rich Phillips is here. For.
Fight number five tonight is the Musers versus the Hardline, and representing the Sweet Clean Musers out of the red corner, he is from Louisville, Texas, 6'1", 200 pounds. Please welcome Torrey Walker.
Yeah, look at it. Look at those biceps.
And representing the hard line out of Fort Worth, Texas, he's in the blue corner. 6'1", 200 pounds. He says he's Mexican. He's German. They call him the Beaner Schnitzel. Emmanuel.
Tori is just peppering him.
He is unleashing
hell. To a point
hell.
Where Emmanuel cannot get his bearings. Okay, now they're back at it. But Tori was several connecting blows there in the early going. Emmanuel is throwing them. He's just not connecting them at all.
Ow.
As his reach is, he seems to be right out of harm's way. Tori just went for the fences.
Oh, he knocked him down, Bob!
And perhaps the wind from his miss knocked Emmanuel over, but
he kind of pushed
like
him a little bit. Yeah, okay. More of a slip push.
Here we go again, middle of the first round.
I got slip push. I got the slip push working.
Oh, what was
Emmanuel
that?
Connects.
Come on, Lawrence. What kind of place are you running here?
Emmanuel connects
right
to the boiler.
The
and now he tried there for the uppercut. Careful, Gordon. And Emmanuel, once again, now with the jab.
Emmanuel looks like a ranger who's a Hispanic.
To be honest,
he misses every third swing.
I talked to Tori at the clay shoot, the big clay shoot that we did for charity. He came out there for charity to support Big Brothers Big Sisters.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
He called our show today, Bob.
Did he now?
Tori Walker did.
What are your callers saying?
Loved it.
Huh?
What are your callers saying?
He loved it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, he loved us, and he loves boxing.
I've got something to report, and this might be a health issue, but there is stool in the ring.
No, those
Look
are
at
actual.
That's like that's a bar stool. That's a bar stool.
Two bar stools.
Yeah. Back to you.
Okay.
What do you guys think happened in that first round, just overall?
Not much from the hardline boxer, Emmanuel Gabler. I'd give that round
Tori
to
clearly
Tori
that.
Walker.
Tori got that one.
The Musers boxer, I clearly give round one to him.
You guys seem really biased, though.
No, we're not biased.
You've
we're
already
just,
given him round two.
We are journalists here.
Like to see him.
All right, here comes Tori. He meets Emmanuel over in Emmanuel's corner. Tori representing the Musers, by the way, in the red. And gets a jab in there.
Look how scared that hardline
fighter. Right to Emmanuel's nose, it looked like. Now Tori is still trying to circle.
Oh,
now Emmanuel reacts. But he reacts, but he like threw a punch and then bailed out, and it might have got their feet tangled a little bit.
Standing eight count, though, Bob. I think he connected with a punch before Gabler fell down, so that's...
All right, a standing eight count given, and they're back to fighting. Sizing each other up. Tori
looks like he's about to deliver a big ride here. Watch this.
Unleash the power of...
Measuring with his left.
Yes.
Cocking that right back.
Oh, better
Emmanuel.
Fortune.
There's doing a lot of posturing. Now Emmanuel has to keep his head up here as Tori is able to throw punches.
Oh, man, that went so fast.
Come on.
Round two comes to a close there.
Was that a full minute? That didn't seem like a full minute.
That's what she said.
Again, I think round two goes to Tori Walker. But
well,
you're unbiased. You're bad radio.
No, it does appear here that Emmanuel is a little concerned with potential punishment he might take. So when he throws a punch, he's already retreating as the punch is still headed in that direction, which is somewhat questionable technique to get power behind your punches.
Yeah, you get a lot of that at Corona Life Fight Night. Questionable technique for sure. But I think Walker clearly has the first two rounds.
And Walker is probably ahead right now. He would need to finish this fight here in the third if he is going to finish it. Otherwise, we would go to the crowd.
I still can't get over that flex of the biceps. Did you see that, Bob?
Yeah, it was weird.
For a man who says he doesn't work out.
He flexed like a tennis ball jumped out of his bicep.
It's like a Popeye cartoon where they keep going up, stacking on top of each other.
All right, Emmanuel's going to need a big finish here.
He better get his hands off.
Tori looks serious. Tori wants the knockout.
All right, here we go in round three. Emmanuel flinches just a little bit, but no activity just yet.
I think Emmanuel would go down.
Circling each other.
Tori
now Emmanuel head
down. Oh! Another knockdown.
Now that's a case. Emmanuel puts his head down. He got caught with an uppercut.
Another
standing eight count. The second one of this bout. Lawrence Cole counting to eight. Sends Tori to his
good.
Corner.
Let's go. Come on, Tori, finish it.
Keep going here in the third. Back to fighting.
Finish
Emmanuel,
the fight.
Emmanuel goes
finish
in,
the fight.
But he drops his
That's right.
Tori! Tori,
finish
do it! Do it, Tori! Michael Irvin says, do it, Tori!
Finish the fight!
Finish the fight!
Finish it!
Boy, he is struggling with that
run.
Now they're connecting a little bit.
Oh, gosh!
Emmanuel goes in, and once again, the head drops, and Tori's able to...
Come on!
Come on, Tori, go in!
Now!
Now, Tori, now!
Time's about to, oh, there it is. Oh,
that's the end of our fight.
Messing around.
We will go to a decision here.
20 seconds of that
as Tori Walker and Emmanuel Gabler will go to the judges, and Rich Phillips will check with these judges here at the Bomb Factory presently. Rich.
Once again, fight number five goes to you, the P1 judges. First, let's hear it in the red for Tori Walker.
Yeah.
And in the black for Emmanuel Gabler. Our winner by decision, Tori Walker.
Oh, he fell to his knees, Bob. Just overcome by emotion right there. How about that?
All right. Well, I believe we can check with our reporters as the Musers take down the hard line in bout number five.
Talk to the loser first.
All Emmanuel.
Right.
Here's Daniel with the hard line fighter.
How do you
Emmanuel.
Feel?
Got a headless dog.
Like I want to drink my weight in beer.
What? Say that again. What?
Like I want to drink my weight in beer.
Wants to drink his weight in beer.
Okay. Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. I feel like we saw that right here with you.
Yeah, I had like, I don't know, 50 all at once, yeah.
What?
A lot of plans.
Now, you do have plenty of bits, though, we found out. Your nickname?
Hitler's dog.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
The what?
Wiener Schnitzel.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
Schnitzel, that's right, half Mexican, half German. Two of a kind.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get that either.
Well, congratulate. Well, no, you lost, right?
Great effort.
That depends on where you look at it.
Another
Why?
One. There we go.
Yeah, no swearing. Thanks, man.
Do people not associate the ticket with a radio station for some reason?
I guess not.
All right, Junior, what do you have?
I'm here in the victorious corner. Tori, the champion. Congratulations,
yeah!
Tori. A victory for Team Musers.
Victorious.
How was it out there?
Pretty cool, comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at him smiling. He's not even winded. No.
When you won, you fell to your knees, overcome with emotion. You were fighting for Team Musers, but you were fighting for a lot more, weren't you?
I was fighting for Adrian.
There you go.
There
you
Adrian.
Go.
Having flex one more time.
I want to. You want to flex one more time?
Man, George, you're creeping.
Yeah. One more time. Yeah.
Look at that, though. That's amazing. Look at that.
You know, you reminded me
like
of a young Cassius Marcellus Clay, of course, later known as Muhammad Ali. Have you heard that before? No. Thank you, Tori, for
Why
representing
did he
Team
remind
Musers.
You?
Thank you. There he is, your champion.
Way to go, Tori. Yes, sir. Maybe
well,
the greatest
the
boxer.
Crowd loves him.
He is the greatest boxer in Musers history, Bob.
Who is he up against? Who did he take that title
I can't
from?
Remember the other's names, but I know he's the greatest.
Did you already disturb me?
Yeah, Cat
win?
Already.
Oh, okay,
we're
okay.
Now 1-1.
All right, the Musers now 1-1.
Hardline is now under 500.
Hardline taking their normal spot at Fight Night, which is down in the basement with 1-2. All right, bout number 6 is right around the corner, guys, and that would be Brian for the Normandy Invasion and then Matt Patterson representing the Shake Joint.
Ooh,
well,
these two shows hate each other.
Quite a rivalry between those two programs. So we will get to that next at Corona Light Ticket Fight Night from the Bomb Factory as it continues next.
That's right. 713. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket Corona Light Ticket Fight Night at the Bomb Factory. Brought to you by Macho Self Storage, Fires Barricade, the Bomb Factory, Winston Water Cooler, and O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Sean Bass at the Shake Joint, joined by one half of Circus Soroy,
hey.
Producer of the Normandy Invasion, Mike Soroy.
Fight night!
And our special guest analyst, Corby Snake Davidson.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be with you two gentlemen, you two fight novices. As a veteran of calling many fights, I look forward to providing expertise throughout the match.
Thank we you. Expect nothing less, Snake. Now, we just had a convincing win for Tori Walker in fight number five. Tonight, the sixth bout of the evening has Matt Patterson, a 24-year-old representing the Shake Joint, going up against Brian Juliana.
It's 50.
Representing the Normandy Invasion.
Oh!
He is 40 years old.
Oh!
This is blood!
Is the Shake Joint even a show anymore? Why do you have a fight?
Well, it's
there's
like
a lot
it's a
on
send-off.
The line tonight.
It's a send-off.
Now there's a lot on the line. If Matt Patterson falls in defeat, we lose our time slot.
Where's Brian Juliana? Is that him? The guy who just dropped his mouthpiece all nervous?
Yes.
Wait, that guy? Which one's he fighting for?
He's us.
In the blue corner, Matt Patterson.
Shouldn't it have been more obvious which one was 24 and which one was 40?
Like, we were really confused. I had to look at Jake and say, which one is, I don't know which one to go to.
Well, yes. The 40-year-old looks good.
Brian Juliana, 40 years old.
He does
very
look
in
hot.
Shape. Matt Patterson in shape, 24.
Wow, look at that tattoo of a, what is that, a panther on
that
your
is
shoulder?
A panther.
Holy God, that's scary. And that guy means business.
Let's go to the blue corner. Jake, do you read me?
Hi, Jake.
Matt, you're 24. He's 40. Are you ready to dispel the notion of old man strength?
I mean, there's already been one 40-year-old that got a win this week, so
this
I'm
going
to try to keep it from being two.
Okay, yeah, and speaking of that fight, who's looking to turn who into a Mexican?
I mean, you know,
you don't have to answer that. Let's go to the red corner.
Hey, Brian, you are representing the Normandy invasion. You are 40. Are you ready to get in here and kick some ass?
It's my one chance.
What's the strategy against this young whippersnapper?
Go fast and win.
Go fast and win.
Yeah,
that's my strategy every night. Go ahead, back to you.
I'm real worried.
The 40-year-old is going to destroy.
Completely agree. And watch this 40-year-old. I'm sorry, Matt.
I mean, Matt, no, we're totally on your, you're good to go.
He's getting run through.
40-year-old Brian, his wife in his corner, she might be a good match for Matt.
Oh, look at her. Oh, damn.
Wow.
Look at you, girl. She did the butt pose, too.
Hey, Brian.
God love you.
While you fight, Brian, I'll be down here talking.
Let's go to Rich Phillips in the middle of the ring. Hey, Rich.
Fight number 6, the Normandy invasion against the Shake Joint. First fighting out of the red corner tonight. He's from Dakality, Texas, representing the Normandy invasion. 6 foot tall, 169 pounds. They call him the White Black Panther, Brian Juliana.
The White Black Panther.
I don't like the sound
Boxing
of that.
Boxing out of the blue corner tonight, representing the Shake Joint. He's from Farmers Branch, Texas. 5'9", 170 pounds. He is Matt Patty Patterson.
Oh, what an original nickname, Patty.
Is he a hockey player?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this square off.
Something that the Shake Joint would do.
They are staring into each other's eyes in the middle of the ring.
Lawrence Cole with last second information.
Lawrence Cole has his hands full for this match. This is hate.
Young versus old. Here we go. Round one.
They touch gloves to begin the match.
We have a slip.
I think
not a knockdown. Brian went to the mat.
How did the 40-year-old already slip?
Hey, he forgot his wheelchair.
He sat down like he was going pot.
Oh, Matt trying with some right hands. Here's some left. Brian in a defensive pose. Now he goes low.
Oh, wow.
Big right hand missed by Matt.
Matt looks like
Matt,
he means business.
What the hell?
Brian gets turned around. Matt, surprisingly, the aggressor here early on in round one.
These guys look like they know what they're doing. Can I mumble that?
Yeah, you really did.
Are you okay?
Are we not supposed to get drunk for this?
Nice left hand.
Should be known, Brian is a southpaw.
He is spanking him like his kid.
You have the right-handed Matt Patterson, early energy, but now they're slowing the pace down, and here's the bell.
Round
here.
You might be lucky that bell rang. He was about to hit him in his ass.
About even, I would say, because the 40-year-old came on late, I would say. But, boy, early on, young Matt, what
aggression from young Matt
what
Patterson,
voice?
For sure.
A lot of testosterone from the 24-year-old. Not a surprise.
No, he came out firing. He seems like he's about 2 feet shorter, too.
Well, it does seem like a big height differential.
He's listed
for
at 5'9". Sure. That seems generous.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't think he's 5'9".
Styles make fights. Brian,
you know,
the 40-year-old, a southpaw. Matt, right-handed.
Matt looked weird, too. Like, every time he tried to throw, he was either going to slip or, like, he turned his back.
Nah, he's good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's time to put Brian to bed.
Brian, look how high your wife is.
Get him a warm glass of milk and tuck him in.
Let's tag her in. Let her finish this thing.
Whoa.
Like, you know, tag team, like wrestling.
Like wrestling, yes, of course.
Okay.
Oh. little early attitude by Matt here in round two.
Who was Matt fighting right there?
Ooh, big left by Brian.
Big left.
Matt almost knocked himself out.
A wild swing from the youngster.
He hit himself in the face.
Referee Lawrence Cole settling things down.
How's that even possible? He hit himself in the back of the head.
Lawrence Cole's looking at a cell phone in the corner. He's not even paying attention to this.
Another stumble by the geriatric pugilist.
Are they calling that a knockdown?
That was a stumble.
I don't know. That looked like a solid jab.
They're giving him a standing eight.
Standing eight count from Lawrence Cole.
Lawrence Cole, who repped the Rocky III fight,
says that was
a knockdown.
He's age-hating right now.
A surprising knockdown by Matt Patterson.
He's the pro.
Oh, he loads up with a big right and misses.
Oh, tight jab.
Hit him! He made Brian mad.
So Brian starting to size up the youngster, and there's the bell for
round two. Complete. A tight round.
Again.
At Corona Light Magnet.
That was the biggest girl of a knockdown ever.
I know.
Like, I'm ashamed to be in the same decade as that man for falling down. That's ridiculous.
I am keeping a...
Stay on your feet!
I'm keeping a close eye on Brian's wife in the corner.
I think she just put out a restraining order on you,
sir. She bends through the ropes to give advice.
I feel that if you did make a run at that, that she would snap whatever goods you had right off of you.
Now is the time.
It would just rip it off.
And she would smile while doing it.
It'd be like having sex with Serena Williams.
What a way to go. What a way to go.
Ouch? You would say ouch?
Uh-oh.
Well,
I think I would go to sleep.
Anything Serena wants.
All right, so round three.
Serena gets.
Let's send him to the death panel here, Matt. It's hospice time. Brian, let's go. You're representing Normandy.
This fight is up in the air. Brian versus Matt.
Brian, you're the ace of Tom Brady. Do something.
Time to empty the tank, guys.
Fight, you dumb old man.
Staggered.
Big left hand for Brian.
That was the hardest punch of the night.
Lawrence Cole is asking for first aid.
Oh, he's calling over many. What is this?
I don't know what that guy does.
He's got AIDS.
His shoulder popped out.
His shoulder popped out.
Oh, no.
Does it look gross?
It's AIDS.
He says he's okay?
Ouch. He wants to fight.
He threw his shoulder out?
Yes, you can see it.
Brian knocked his shoulder right. Oh, no, it looks weird.
The fight is over. Oh,
yes.
No.
Wow. Let's go to the ring.
Brian. Jake, your little boy quit. His shoulder went out.
My shoulder hurts. Oh, God, they're going to pop it back in. Everybody look away. Look away.
Please, everyone, don't look at this. This is the disclaimer. Don't look while we pop it back in.
Oh. Rich Phillips with the decision.
Bout number six tonight, a TKO. Let's hear it for your winner. It is Brian, the White Black Panther, Giuliano.
Yeah!
That's the worst nickname in the history of ever. Hey, Lawrence, I need to talk to you, Lawrence Cole. Hey, Lawrence, I'm talking to you, man.
Hey, Donovan.
Hey, Lawrence, what happened?
He came out, threw one punch, and his shoulder's out. You could tell it by just looking at him.
His shoulder popped out of place.
Yeah, look at him. He's dropped over. Yeah, a lot of pain.
Well, that's gross. Don't want to look at him. What's wrong with you? Well, don't make me look at him. Jeez. Hey, Brian, hang on, Brian. I need to talk to you.
Don't leave, Brian.
Don't leave. I know you're ready to get to that hot wife. Don't you leave. How you feeling, man?
I'm great.
How was, did you know that he popped his shoulder out?
You could see it slip, yeah.
Oh.
Did you go for the attack mode too, right?
Well, it's too late at that point because they called it, but yeah.
You're ready to pounce on him and just put the other one out of place too, right?
Well, the problem is being left-footed. He was stepping on my foot. That's why I was falling over.
What a cheater. He was stepping on your foot.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Way to go, Sean.
Man, I can't believe it. He stepped. That's why his shoulder popped out, because he's a cheater. Back to you, Jake.
Here's Jake Kemp with Matt Patterson.
And Matt, what role do you think that his hot wife played in the bout there?
Well, first of all, I thought the ref stopped the fight a little early. Fair play to him.
Yeah, you're just stumbling back to your corner. Get your composure.
I mean, fair play to him. You know, I thought I had him, but he got...
But you didn't.
Did he
but
feel his shoulder pop out?
I mean, he got...
Yeah, did you feel that?
You know... Yeah.
And do you think it's fitting that you were killed fighting for the shake joint, much like our show?
Ooh. I wouldn't say killed, but
I mean, like my boxing career, your show is over.
That's right. That's right. All right, man.
Wow.
I would say kill. The Normandy Invasion runs their record to 2-0. The Shake Joint suffers their first loss of the evening.
This was a first. I've never seen a shoulder get thrown out, especially from a woman.
It still doesn't look good.
Damn.
It still looks kind of grody.
Oh, it does.
Hang on, everybody.
There's something wrong. You're a freak, man.
He's got to do the lethal weapon and just bang it up against the...
Matt, high five! The other arm!
Gross.
Sorry about that.
He needs to go to the hospital. Look at that.
So wrong.
It is break time. 7:25 the time. Tons of big fights available left.
Users kick around next.
What a great night of fights this has been. Corona Light Ticket Fight Night continues. We're just about halfway through this impressive fight card. So if you still are thinking about coming down to the Bomb Factory in Deep Ellum, there's plenty of parking, and you can still get in and catch our main event, which is still about an hour and 45 minutes away, and we've got plenty of fights between now and then. I'm Junior, along with Gordo. And from the Kick Around, our weekend soccer show, Gordo, it's Andy Swift joining us up here in the broadcast booth. Hi, Andy.
What an honor for Tier 6 to be up here. This is awesome.
Tier 7, let's not push it.
Oh, Tier 7. Wait, what?
And your partner, Peter Welpton, is down with Giorgio, and they're going to handle the interviews in the ring with our two fighters who are going to fight on this part of the card, which is a Team Musers versus Kick-Around fight. That's a very rare matchup.
We're natural radio enemies.
First in history, I've been told.
Here they come.
First versus...
So far, the standings are two wins apiece for Normandy and Bad Radio. One win each for the Hardline and the Musers, but we can score another one here. And this fight looks like it's going to be a bloodbath. It features the Team Musers fighter, Anthony Bridges, against the Kick-Around fighter Matt Fry, and Ring Magazine has already said this should be the fight of the century.
Wow.
Why don't we meet our fighters? Let's go to Peter Welpton in the corner with Matt, the fighter for the Kick-Around. Peter?
Matt, are you excited about your very first fight in your entire life?
I'm very excited.
Boy, he looks like he just came right off the river noodling catfish.
You've gone to the bathroom.
What is your number one strategy tonight, Matt?
My strategy is going to be try to be quicker and try to dodge and counter.
Excellent strategy.
Hey, Matt, turn around.
Look at that.
Hey, Peter.
Doesn't he look a little like the Emperor's son?
Yeah, he does. The famous Emperor's
son. We don't need to be giving the other team our strategy, okay?
Matt, we're the lowest rated show on the station. We really need you to win this, please.
I'm going to do what I can.
He's been wearing that shirt for a month. Excellent. We believe in you, Matt. Let's go.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
He's ready to do it. He's ready to do it.
As you can see, Matt is very emotional. Now let's meet the fighter for Team Musers, and here's Giorgio.
Yes, this is Anthony Bridges out of Denton Ryan High School. You still make your home in Denton, so we're rooting for you. We went to North Texas, and you're representing Team Musers. How you feel?
I feel good.
And this is your first time to have on gloves, right?
Yep, sure is.
But you do have experience in schoolyard fights, and what's your record?
I'm 1-0. I beat up a kid in seventh grade.
Did
you hear that?
This is sounding good for the Musers.
Defeated.
Matt's not scared.
Believe, Matt.
Back to you.
All right, thank you, George. By the way, Ring Magazine on their website just said this will not be the fight of the century. And now let's go to our ring announcer, Rich Billings.
Number 7 this evening is the Kick-Around against the Musers. First, in the red corner, representing the Kick-Around, he's out of Plano, Texas, 5'10", 230 pounds, he is Matt Big Country Fry!
I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose pretty hard.
Out of the blue corner tonight, representing the Sweet Clean Musers, he's from Denton, Texas, 5'11", 240 pounds, give it up for Anthony Bridges!
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rich. I'm going to beat his ass.
All right, the two fighters will meet with Lawrence Cole, middle of the ring, for some final instructions. The Kick-Around fighter in the white headgear, Team Musers fighter, wearing blue because he's a good American. There's the bell, and here we go.
Oh, come on, just fight!
They're feeling each other out. They're feeling each other out. Now they're feeling each other up.
Oh, look at that.
They exchanged right crosses. Wow.
Oh, the country boy got it in the puss. That is a legitimate turn.
That's a headshot.
They are stalking each other. We haven't had a whole lot of punches thrown, and now there's a bit of a flurry.
Dive.
A pirouette by the kick-around fighter. Now he tries to go low. That was almost a low blow. Team Music fighter stalking him. There's a good right by Anthony.
That missed, but good right.
Yes. Had it landed, it would have been incredible. Now they're both just kind of looking at each other, gazing into each other's eyes. I think they've just fallen in love, ladies and gentlemen. They've just fallen in love.
Big whiff.
Gonna be honest. I'm a little concerned. First round coming to an end now without a ton of action. There's the bell. There's the bell. Now, Andy, Gordon, how did you score in that first round?
I'm a little concerned with Matt's fitness. I don't think he can go the full 90.
That's your guy you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Matt's a former goalkeeper. He's got reflexes that we haven't seen yet. So.
But he doesn't run a lot
He can catch a ball.
And when you say he was a goalkeeper, you're talking about 15, 20 years ago? How long are we talking?
Maybe like in YMCA age.
Gordon, how'd you feel about our guy?
Our guy looked great. If any of his punches had landed, I felt they would have done some damage.
Ring Magazine on their website just said this fight is an embarrassment to the sport.
I don't know. I think our guy may have got him. You think? He landed a few
more
punches?
I would give round one to Muser's fighter, Anthony.
I think our only chance.
No. It was at least a draw.
I don't think so.
It was close.
I have it scored 10-9 Anthony.
Around. How do you get all this information from
our
Ring
only chance is
so
a TKO.
I got their app. There's the bell. And round two is underway. And not much is happening again. Now there's a nice jab landed by Anthony. Matt's backpedaling. Anthony is definitely the aggressor here.
Anthony clearly winning this.
Anthony with a right dive. And he knocks
nailed back. The country boy for the kick around, and he went down.
A good solid right by the Muser's fighter.
That's
a
yellow card. Wobbled and he fell down.
Mr. Lawrence Cole, that's a yellow card.
Lawrence just gave Matt the standing eight count. The fight continues.
I enjoy your soccer humor.
But obviously Matt is on the ropes here.
Not a fake flop either.
A couple more rights by Anthony, the Muser's fighter.
Come on, Anthony. Come on, Matt. Finish it. Finish the fight.
He senses his prey is there for the taking.
Go, Anthony, yeah.
A couple more jabs.
Uh-oh. Matt's just wearing him out. He's wearing him out.
And Lawrence Cole steps in. He wants to make sure the headgear is fitting correctly.
He's pointing to his head as if to say, I'm dumb. I'm dumb up here.
I'm liking Matt's high pressure. I'm liking the way he's playing with the wingers. His sweeper's doing a really good job of working the back line.
None of that applies.
I feel
here.
Good.
You never
I feel
walk
good.
Alone, Matt. You never walk alone.
You heard
even
the bell.
Jesus has abandoned him at this point.
You heard the bell. Round two is over. That round clearly went to Team Muser's fighter, Anthony.
Only by just a little bit, though.
We scored that 10-9, Anthony. So it's
still 0-0 because it's our boy.
2-0, the worst lead in soccer. Let's go, Matt.
And this is sad because this is the first time Matt's experienced electricity. And to be getting beaten on a night like this.
That's tough.
I think Matt knows his only way to win this fight now is by knockout.
Finish him.
I don't know. Do we have soccer in the house? Any soccer in the house?
No.
Yeah, you gotta knock him out, Matt.
Anthony
should know better than that, Andrew. Stop that.
Anthony should be able to point him to death, but I'm also anticipating Anthony, because he's full of panache, he might want to win by knockout.
The fight doctor's having to look at him.
Hey, Craig, Grizzly's here.
We may have talked about
so sad.
We really need you, Matt.
This is the first time Matt's seen someone who's not related to him.
Don't.
In person.
The fight doctor is looking at Matt, the kick-around fighter in the corner.
Oh, no.
He's adjusting his bra right now.
He's giving him
good look. I think Anthony may have knocked out his tooth.
Magic spray. Matt, magic spray.
The fight is over. The fight
is
apart.
This is a travesty.
Matt lost his one tooth.
This is a travesty.
We won so much money.
What happened?
The fight has been called by the doctor, the ringside doctor, and Lawrence Cole officially ends the fight.
This is fixed.
I don't know if there's a loose tooth or maybe more. Let's go to our ring announcer, Rich Phillips, for the official decision.
Arr!
seventh fight this evening, a TKO at 9 seconds of the third round. Oh. And your winner, out of the blue corner, representing the Musers, Anthony Bridges!
Well, that's a win Cheater. For Team Musers. It's not exactly the way we wanted to win it, or is it?
Oh, we'll
it's
take
a,
it.
It's a technical knockout, and let's find out exactly what happened. Peter Welpton is with Lawrence Gold.
Lawrence, we were supposed to be friends. What happened there?
Oh, well, he's complaining about his headgear, complaining about his jaw, so he made vice of the ringside position, told me to stop the fight.
So the...
ask him what happened.
Yeah, Peter, yeah, let's talk to your fighter, Matt, and see what happened.
Matt, what happened out there?
Man, credit to Anthony. He caught me with a good shot right on my jaw.
Did he pop it out of place?
I don't think so, but it's pretty painful.
Did Gordon, he break it?
Gordon wants to know if you still have your tooth.
I still got my teeth, yeah. It's just
tooth.
Ask him if he's going to get his jaw wired shut, and his male cousin's going to be disappointed by that.
Ask him what the
Gordon,
doctor.
No, Gordon, don't ask him.
Ask him what the doctor said to him.
What did the doctor say to you?
He just was moving my jaw around and told me to say if it was doing something. And I don't know. I'm not going to break my jaw.
Matt,
did you have TMJ before this evening?
No.
You do now.
Yeah, probably.
It's mainly his medical care has come from a vet his whole life, so this is, he got a professional opinion, and they made the right call here, Craig. Gordo, we don't want to see anybody get too hurt.
I agree.
He went to Plano High School. He did a tar heroin in Plano. He's just as good as everybody else.
Oh, wow.
Peter, heroin joke.
Yeah, I really look like a heroin user, don't I?
Peter, pass along to Matt that we thank him and we wish him well
in
his future endeavors.
Matt. Well, what Stevie Gerrard say?
All right, let's go to the victorious corner, Giorgio.
Thank you, Craig. Anthony Bridges, congratulations. Did you know the point in the fight where you caught his jaw?
Yeah, I remember it. I didn't think it hurt that bad.
It wasn't that long ago.
Well, I just, you know, the particular punch and when it was. Early third round, late second, when was it?
I guess it was late second.
What was the name of the punch?
That's the only punch I got.
How much fun did you have with it?
Did you have a lot of fun with it?
Yeah, I did.
You have a tattoo that has a date on it. What does it mean?
It's my dad's birthday.
Way to go, George. Oh,
nice, George.
Way to go.
George. Tell your dad happy birthday.
He's no longer with us, George, but thanks.
Okay, well, Anthony, congratulations.
Oh, he called the wrong name.
Congratulations on defeating Matt. Yes, back to you.
How much more could you insult the guy?
Thank you, George, and congratulations to Anthony Bridges. He gives Team Musers our second win of the night, Gordon.
Oh, Craig!
And Andy,
I don't know.
Sorry
about the fix was in.
Sorry about the team.
The doctor making
fighter.
The decision. I don't know. We're gonna call FIFA about this.
Well, you heard your
FIFA
fighter
will have a say.
Your fighter himself said that his jaw was there was something weird going on with it. So
yeah,
I think he agreed with the fight ending.
Be nice. He had his face punched in. Like seriously.
Yeah, they should probably do a little euthanasia backstage.
I hate to tell you guys, the kick around is 0-1 tonight.
We know the feeling.
We're historical defeated.
Well, guess what? As if it couldn't get any better after that one, we've got another fight coming up next. It's going to be Norman D versus Norm and D. Wow. An intra-show fight. And bringing it to you will be Mike and Donnie and Dan and Gordo when Fight Night continues, Corona Light Ticket Fight Night here at the Bomb Factory.
All right, welcome back to Corona Light Fight Night 2017. We're live at the Bomb Factory, brought to you by Macho Self Storage, Buyer's Barricade, and the Bomb Factory. The bout sponsor is Winston Water Cooler and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Brings you additional coverage. This is a great, look at this crowd, man. This crowd is awesome. We are right now at fight number 8, and it is Norm and D against Norm and D.
Somebody's O has got to go as the Normandy invasion 2-0 tonight.
You know it.
The Musers are 2-1, Bad Radio 2-2, the Hardline 1-2, Kick Around and Shake Joint, no wins, one loss each.
All right, so as the fighters enter the ring, we have... So what does this count against us? We're going to have a fighter that wins, but right. We'll have a fighter that loses. That doesn't count as a loss to us, right?
Well, we're definitely taking the lead with the most wins on the evening with 3, no matter what happens.
All right, so we will do that. We also have Dan McDowell and Gorton Keith as our ringside reporters. And it's going to be Austin versus Ernesto. But first,
this let's looks go like a flyweight or something.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to have the little guys go in there. They provide the most action. Let's throw it to Dan McDowell and talk to one of those dudes. That dude in the black right there.
Who am I with? Come here, dude.
Got to be Ernesto.
Dude.
How does it have to be Ernesto?
Well
what's your name? Ernesto. All
right. I guess.
Still, it's a racist thing you just said.
Boy, it really is.
No.
Ernesto, what's your bit? Never, 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 never.
All right, we'll take it.
That's his bit.
He's I understand you're a marathon runner. Marathon runner, ultra marathons, marathons, 26.2, all the good stuff. Okay, so you should not get winded, if anything. Let the gloves decide. Let's see what happens.
Does he have a sticker on his car?
Mike Soroy wants to know if you have a gothic sticker on the back of your truck.
That's lame.
Oh, lame. Yeah, say it, Ernesto.
Right answer.
Say it. All right, let's go to Gorton Keith on the other side with Austin.
Hey, Austin, how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6". And I notice you have a lot of tattoos. What's that on your leg down there?
It's an owl in a tree.
An owl in a tree.
Oh.
It doesn't say fighter. I don't know what does. And you also have a date tattooed on your arm. What is that?
That's my wedding date.
Oh, how sweet is that? Where's the wife?
That guy is that dude right there.
Whoa, redhead, front row?
So you've been married for about a year?
2.
2 years. And are you trying to impregnate her?
Like, are you or aren't you? That's a very legitimate question.
Okay, you're not.
Okay, all right.
That makes one of us. Good luck out there.
All right, let's go to our ring announcer, Rich Phillips.
Fights number 8 this evening, the Normandy Invasion against the Normandy Invasion. First, fighting out of the red corner, he is from Big Sky Country in Sherman, 5'6", 160 pounds. Let's hear it for Austin Ham and Cheese Kondo.
Ham and cheese, huh?
Fighting out of the blue corner, hailing from Dallas, Texas, 5'7", 165 pounds, he is Ernesto Cookie Rojas!
Thank you, Rich Phillips. Lawrence Coles, he's bringing the two fighters in the middle of the ring. He's giving instructions.
They are intense.
Those are the tiniest shorts I've seen on a boxer in my entire life.
An intense
like, I think I can see his print in the front. All right, let's go.
Let's fight.
We are fighting. They're sizing each other up. It is Austin and Ernesto.
Oh.
Austin with a right that connects. Oh, and he slips. I don't know what's happening right now.
Very aggressive beginning to this fight.
Wildly. Now, swinging wildly, both of them.
This is what we get with the lighter weights. They are in there. They have all the stamina.
Oh, you get passion, Donovan.
Okay, all right, so...
That is what Fight Night is all about.
I think Ernesto is fighting like he has flies in front of his face. That's what it looks like. But they're in the middle. He's on the ropes. But a nice right that misses. Ernesto has a right that misses. They are both tired. They are praying that this round is over right now. Ernesto turns his back. He takes a punch to the... I don't know what's happening. They're not doing anything. Fight! Fight, I say!
They are definitely fighting. Austin is sizing him up.
The last 10 seconds of the round, they are just kind of middling around a little bit, throwing but not landing.
That was a nice uppercut attempt.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Austin with a big right hand to end the first round.
The nice right to end the first round. I don't know what's happening here. Who do you have winning that first round?
I have Austin winning that. I think he stole it with the big right hand at the end of the first round.
Racist.
I'll give the first round to Cassidy, who's holding up the round 2 fight card.
Yes, I think she is the winner.
Can Soroy name every ticket chick?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Want to give her a hook.
Just give the last 4 digits of their social security number, and he'll identify them.
This is a good fight. They're not too tired out. Ernesto over there looks like a caged tiger.
No, he's
ready.
He's breathing pretty hard. Austin is also.
But he's taking a drink. Boy, he's drinking like he's breastfeeding over there. Look at him. He's so thirsty.
Speaking of drinking, how much have you had tonight, Saroy?
Let's put the spotlight back on the ring as Fight Night, Corona Light Fight Night continues.
Round two is about to begin. They are up from the stools and they are ready for action in the middle of the ring. They're kind of feeling each other out. A nice right by Ernesto, kind of grazes the head a little bit. A jab by Ernesto. He's the busier fighter so far. They're just kind of circling each other. Woo! Austin is very aggressive, and they're kind of tapping each other. It's not really punching.
Oh, left jab from
nice
Austin.
Nice jab by Austin.
Oh, right hook from Austin. Austin
the one that connected the best.
Seizes control of this fight, Austin.
Austin has Ernesto in the corner. Now they're back in the middle of the ring. They're kind of stalking, circling each other, seeing what's happening. Not a lot going on.
Lawrence Cole still upright.
All right, nice. Oh, a missed uppercut by Austin. That would have been... Woo!
Mike Saroy barely upright.
All right, so they're stalking each other. Both hit a jab that didn't connect. It's
some sort of whistle.
I mean,
ooh, big right by Austin. Left-handed jab by Ernesto. A good little, that one hurt him.
Nice left. Oh, okay.
That left hook hurt him.
Boy, Austin stalked his way back to the corner to sit down.
Mouthpiece in the middle of the ring as Ernesto.
Pissed at Ernesto.
Lurches as he sits down on his stool, gasping for air.
Pissed.
Asia, the ticket chick, walks around holding the ring sign above her head, looking fine.
Look at that hair.
Good job, Asia.
What about that second round, Mike? What did you see?
I saw my man Austin. I think he took second round, man. I think it's 2-0 Austin over Ernesto.
Those S's getting a little slower.
What?
It's Ernesto, sir. It's Ernesto. Can you even pronounce any words right now?
So super califragilistic.
We're having fun. We're having fun at Fight Night.
Yes, we are. All right, Lawrence Cole.
Our current
has
bout
the fighters
is
up off the stools.
Mike Saroy taking on English.
and Mike Saroy is beating English up.
Undecisive third round. Underway.
Third round
Fight
is starting. They give each other a love tap. Now, Austin is very aggressive.
Woo! Woo!
Ernesto throwing punches but not landing anything. They're just kind of stalking each other around. Okay, that's a nice right by Austin. He lands, but for Ernesto is kind of lowering his head when he punches, and you can't even see.
Do it.
A lot of
that misses by
it does
Ernesto.
Not hit. Down goes Ernesto.
No, it's a slip. It's a slip. It is a slip. Lawrence Cole says it's a slip. They are back
Come
to
on,
fighting
Austin.
Right now.
Put him down.
Austin.
Left jab hit.
The jab was
Austin.
Really...
Go, Austin, go.
Okay, Austin is really taking control of this fight right now. Ernesto with punches, not anything behind him.
Put
him. Oh, Austin is going.
Left hook, right, left.
Oh, my gosh. Lawrence Cole with a standing eight count for Ernesto. Austin is taking over this fight.
Yeah. It is over.
It is over. Time is up.
What
Austin with a very aggressive third round as Ernesto lets the mouthpiece fall to the ground. He doesn't even want it anymore. Oh, no. Ernesto is running out of the ring. Oh, no, he's not. He's right there.
Let's go to Rich Phillips for the decision on this fight.
Once again, we need to go to you, the P1 judges. First, let's hear it in the red corner for Austin Kondo. In the blue corner for Ernesto Rojas.
Ooh.
Your winner by decision, Austin Ham and Cheese Kondo.
Ham and Cheese takes this bout. Let's go to Dan McDowell to talk to our loser, Ernesto.
Ernesto.
Jeez.
Whoa, you're going to join Saroy.
I didn't cuss.
He cussed a lot back there. It was fun. Thank you all, everyone coming. A little more difficult than marathon running.
Oh, a lot different.
Getting punched in the face.
Are you upset that this little white guy beat you?
Sadly, yeah. All right, you going to come out here again, you think?
Oh.
Yeah. Or are you announcing your retirement now? What's your thoughts for the future?
If Donovan will give me another chance to redeem myself next year, I'll do it.
Hey, I love you, Ernesto. It's all about you lost. You lost.
All right, Ernesto, your message to the P1?
Always since fifth grade.
Huh?
He's loud and clear.
He's got a little head damage.
Austin beat the sense out of him.
All right, dude. Great job.
All right, let's go to Gordon with the winner, Austin.
All right. Quite a night for the alt-right, Austin. Austin, you got to be happy. You won in front of your lovely wife that you can't seem to get pregnant. Do you have a message for her?
I love you tonight. Tonight!
Yeah!
He's pointing at his junk. Gordon, look at him.
Pointing to his balls. Congrats, Austin.
All right, thank you, Gordon. Congratulations, Austin. That gives Normandy its third win of the night. They lead everyone in wins. How about that? Coming up next, we have Bad Radio against Bad Radio. It is Ticket Fight Night, live from the Bomb Factory on the Ticket.
It is 8:11. This is Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
I knew what he was saying.
It's Bob, Dan, and Corby up here.
A little more me?
Corby!
You know, maybe it's ears. I wonder if it's just enough me and the mic, but I don't want to engineer on the flyer. It's Corona Light Ticket Fight Night 2017, brought to you by Macho Self Storage, Buyer's Barricade, and the Bomb Factory. Also thanks to Winston Water Cooler and O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Barney and Me Gym in McKinney, Texas. So if you're out here at the Bomb Factory, man, there are so many of you. This is insane. It's almost like what would happen if we did Fight Night in air conditioning. We're finding it out right now.
Doesn't this look like a straight ahead of us in the upper deck, like where the press would sit for the real fight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at all of them up there.
Yeah.
That guy just gave us a finger.
How
Why?
Are you? Don't do that.
Why would
we're,
you do
we're
that
praising
just?
You as being humans.
All right, let's see. It looks like bout number 9 is about to get underway, guys. And as it stands right now, looks like the Musers are 2-1. Norm and D are 3-1. Bad Radio is still 2-2, huh? The Hardline is 1-2.
Close and fast.
You guys are in your normal spot.
Yeah, we are.
And let's see. The Kick Around and the Shake Joint have also lost bouts. So I guess we're about ready to roll.
Now, this coming up fight
what?
Is... This fight that's coming up
this
is
coming
my
up.
Most anticipated fight of the night. This features Shane. And Shane from Colleyville.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Shane from Colleyville.
All right.
Remember what Shane looked like when we first met him?
He looked like you.
Yeah, he looked like young Corby.
He had really long hair, like down to the middle of his back.
That's skinny.
And he weighed about 110.
He was a pothead. He used to bring up girls that he knew in high school to be bikini girls for the Hardline.
This is in like the early 2000s.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would come up to the studio, and I think they were not in high school anymore.
No, they weren't. They were legal.
But
up and up.
They would wear a bikini and then turn around for Mike and show them any tattoos or piercings. Put on the headset, Mike. This is Shane. That's little Shane.
Gay Not Gay Hall of Famer.
Shane from Colleyville.
Shane has...
Remember Gay Not Gay.
I'm fully aware who he is.
Shane has had about 30...
Dump that.
The Huffington Post will.
30 creatine shakes.
Oh, my God.
Look at him now.
I know. He's ripped.
No longer a pothead.
Is your wife here?
Oh, Shane. How did you end up this?
Is that your wife?
Oh, there's his wife. Let's get a look at her.
Yeah, she's hot.
Let's turn her around. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing great.
You were like a buck 20? What happened?
What?
Yeah, I don't think he... Dude, he's blacked
Shane,
out.
Tell everybody what I just told you before you came into the ring.
Can I say that on the air?
No, you can't, but paraphrase.
Basically to be effing serious in here. Don't F around and knock this MF-er out.
And then after the bout, you can contribute to the ticket jar.
Stop it with the jar.
What are we doing?
His girlfriend's right here. He doesn't need a jar.
Donovan.
We all need a jar, Jay.
We all need a jar.
What are you doing over there?
I'm talking. I mean, you guys want to marry Shane or something? Good
hey,
God.
I'll sign up right
He's
now.
He's over here ready to beat some ass, and you're just talking about Shane.
Legal in Texas.
Hey, what's your name? Eric. Eric, what's the strategy going
Eric,
into tonight?
Eric.
Don't get hit in the face and hit him in the face. There you go.
That's what kind of experience he has,
look,
Donovan?
Look, this now, guy doesn't count. We have history with Shane. We now, know with this guy.
Are you a little upset that that's all they're talking about is Shane?
No, that's all good.
Eric, now, hold on. Let's ask him one more thing.
Not a lot of fire.
Shane said when he said he would fight, he wanted to fight someone who hated Jake.
Do you hate Jake? Say yes.
Yes.
Oh, oh wow. Man. This means blood.
He hates Jake.
He's a...
My God.
He looks so nice. Look at his face.
He does look really nice.
He really does.
He's really attractive.
You know what? Like, he looks like a guy that watched a lot of Golden Girls.
He looks like a bleeder.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Eric, you 6'6"?
Yes.
Wow, 6'6".
6'6".
That's a big man over there.
6.
How tall is Shane?
Stop it.
Taller than me. And, it's probably 6'4", 6'5". What do you think?
Whatever it takes.
Like 6'5".
Whatever. 6'5" is Prince.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're big guys.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Are your racing pants going crazy?
Not yet.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I wonder, because Shane doesn't have any kids yet, right?
Fight!
Not that he knows.
Number 9 this evening, both fighters representing the boys from Bad Radio. First, over in the red corner, 6'5", 220 pounds. He hails originally out of Austin, Texas, but you know him as Shane in Colleyville Fisher.
The what?
And fighting out of the blue corner from Dallas, Texas, 6'6", 230 pounds. Let's hear it for Eric the Red Peterson.
I like it. Eric the Red.
All right. This
That's
will
a
be
great
Shane.
Navigational nickname.
Shane looks much stronger.
Shane
think?
In Colleyville. Yeah,
we already have an Eric the Red.
Our Eric the Red? Oh, we already have
an Eric the Red.
Hey, you know what? There's lots of them. We named him after another
Seconds
Eric the Red.
Seconds out in round one, and here we go. Eric the Red has his dukes up. Shane is stalking him in the center of the squared circle, gentlemen.
Eric looks like he learned to box watching Gentleman Jim Corbett.
I was going to say that. He looks like he should be in like an Irish bar.
It feels like a southpaw stance, but it also feels like a hit-and-run stance.
Oh, my.
And Shane is just marching.
Yes, sir.
I think Eric is running track.
Eric is employing a technique we've seen a lot tonight, which is try to hit while retreating.
The punch and duck?
Stick and move. Stick and move. Not punch. A lot of sticking, a lot of moving.
Shane still hasn't quite unleashed any. So, there's another left from Shane as Eric is sort of defending himself here.
Shane can't believe how easy this is.
Not a ton of activity, but Shane is...
There's a really hard shot by Shane.
A couple big lefts. Shane is...
Shane a lefty?
Look at that.
It appears he is... A southpaw, and his power is through his left hand.
After
round one.
15-yard flag for that in the NFL.
Just, Shane looks crazy.
I would allow him to have sex
with me. Yeah, but this ain't the NFL.
Shane's patience was evident there in the first half, but then the second really started getting that left going.
Like
second half of the first round, I should say.
I feel he would force himself on me eventually, but I would allow it before that took place.
Who, Shane?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You'd allow him to impregnate you?
I think so, at this point.
The crowd's feeling it.
He's very threatening.
Eric is a very big man, but it does appear like many of our combatants is probably not real used to being punched.
What it appears like is he's about to get his ass kicked.
All right, round two will be going here in just a moment. There is the warning bell, and the actual bell will ring in just a few quick seconds, and we will be underway in round two from a packed-out Bomb Factory. Here we go.
Do you anticipate a round three the way this first round went?
I think
Shane might take him down.
All right, Shane with some jabs. Eric is trying to move and also
Look at that. Shane has drawn the beat, Bob.
He's sort of extended.
Big whiff there.
Getting ready with the left and another left from Shane.
He's spun around twice.
And, he's finding if he turns his back. There it is again. This one is about to end.
Did you see that? A roundhouse from behind took him down.
Well, he's got the eye of the tiger and now a standing 8 count as Lawrence Cole has brought Eric back to his feet.
Shane hit it from the back.
Just like he would with you.
Shane is really going after it right now.
Look at him.
I know.
Definitely has the eye of the tiger. They're about to end the second round, but Shane has done this decisively.
Wow.
And he's looking for a finish.
Oh, my God.
Look at the look in Shane's eyes, man.
He has the look of the guy that promotes Six Flags, the dancing old guy, you know, with the scowl.
That's what he looks like.
All right, the way this is going, the way this is going, I predict this won't go past three rounds.
Well, as it stands right now,
at the third round right now,
with his physique and his demeanor, we may have to at least wait until he is tested after the bout to just make
sure that's right.
We don't violate any of the PED.
Do we do that here?
It just looks like
he's fighting Craig.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
There are certain indications.
The fight is over.
They've stopped the fight, Corby. This is unbelievable.
Eric has had his fun.
I've never seen anything like this.
And he will not be answering the bell for round three.
In all my years covering boxing, I have never seen this.
There were a lot of people that thought that the Apollo Creed Ivan Drago fight should have been stopped. It was not. Drago, of course, killed Creed. That's why this was stopped.
Look how tight his helmet is. There you go, Sane.
Let's go to ringside for our official announcement.
Fight number nine this evening is a TKO. Our winner in the white, Shane Incognito Fisher.
Donovan.
Lawrence Cole, what happened?
Exhaustion. He was done, tired.
Done. All right, he was done. He had nothing left. It's Shane the victor. Shane, let's talk to Eric right now. Eric.
Oh, dear.
It's what exhausting happened, to my get man? Hit in the face.
What happened?
Lack of cardio.
Lack of cardio. You realize you were in a fight, right? You had plenty of time to train. Why didn't you do any cardio?
I had a bunch of beers. Does that count?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't count. Respect, right? That was pretty hard.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. It's great just being here. Great competitor, a lot of fun.
Yay.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.
It's great to listen to the ticket, isn't it?
Now, Shane, that was a resounding victory. At any point, did you look across and see his man boobs and think maybe I would have a pretty easy time out here? Or?
Manny, he looks like a nice guy. And I was going to beat that out of him. But he's just so sweet. Look at his face. Look at his face. He's so nice. And that bass is so much fun to punch.
Got it done.
You know what, Shane? It sounds like it's time for you to impregnate your wife.
Ooh, yeah. All like right here.
Right here in the middle of the ring.
Don't do it, Shane.
Since we didn't have a third round, he has 1 minute. Go.
45 seconds.
I'll stay out here.
Oh, dear.
That's twice for me.
Don't do it, Ching.
All right, so that is a big win for us. But again, oddly, in what feels like a conspiracy, we're fighting ourselves, Dan. And so we go to 3-3.
What's going on with this?
That doesn't make sense.
It's like incest.
Howard, you're 0-3 is what you are.
Well, no, we clearly just won that fight decisively.
But you lost it.
But we also, I guess, lost that fight decisively. I don't know.
I
can't explain this whole thing. It feels like it's all fixed. To be honest, against us is what it feels
Hello,
like.
Hello, ladies!
No, if they're going to fix it against anybody, it's us.
Obviously.
Well, look, guys, coming up in a moment, I believe we fight each other. So it's Dan versus Corby first, and then me versus you, Mike.
And you know what?
Oh, why don't I get Mike?
This is for the double shift tomorrow, whichever fighter wins.
You're younger.
The double shift.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, I can't do it because I'm scared.
No, I just have somewhere I have to be.
Oh, it's golf. It's why you golf.
All right. You don't know that.
How about we'll stay 20 minutes into your shift.
Okay, deal.
Like for the next 10 years. All right, it's 8:24. Let's do bout number 10 of 12 coming up in just a moment. It's Rhett from Bad Radio and Chris from the Hardline. 8:30. Look how formatically sound we are, Mike.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
It's Corona Light Ticket Fight Night 2017.
Yeah. How much credit are we going to get for that?
See how on time we are when Kat is sitting right next to us all the time? That's a something we're actually thinking about employing all day long at the ticket. But we can't do that right now because it's Ticket Fight Night right now. Corona Light Ticket Fight.
And besides, we're just thinking about it anyway.
Just moving his entire desk into the studio. Macho Self Storage, Buyer's Barricade, and the Bomb Factory. I don't know if we mentioned that often enough. And our bouts
have been a series of 3 1-minute rounds with 1 minute break between them. A standing eight count has been in effect all night. You can be saved by the bell. I don't know that anyone has tonight. And if there is no knockout or TKO, we take the very dicey challenge of going to the judges. Okay, so this is bout number 10. Our 8:30 bout tonight features Bad Radio versus the Hardline, evidently.
We hate each other.
It's Bob and Mike up here. It is Dan and Corby at ringside. You guys know which one is your guy?
I have no idea. But I do enjoy Megadeth. I'm sorry.
We'll take the one who wins.
Who is it? Not Megadeth.
Rhett Davis.
Motorhead.
Is fighting for Bad Radio.
Who's that?
Chris Thompson is fighting for the Hardline.
I'll bet you this is the Hardline.
That's a very generic name, Chris Thompson.
Wait, which one's Chris? That's you, okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, you're going to get your ass kicked, man.
All right, so this is our guy. Hi, Rhett. Good luck. Dan will probably talk to you if he can work his way all the way across.
Hey, I don't want to make you guys nervous, but we're live right now on Periscope. Say hi to Periscope.
We're also live on The Ticket.
All right,
very successful radio station.
Yeah, why don't we forget about Periscope?
Let's throw
all
it to me.
All these other alt-broadcasting.
Oh. More me.
You want to throw it to Corby? Okay. As Dan is Periscoping, we go live to Corby.
Thank you very much. We're over here with Chris, who has a couple of interesting items. One, there's a big tattoo on your right shoulder. What does that mean?
I'm a Plano firefighter.
Ooh, a firefighter. That's right. One of the good guys right here.
Ask him if he's ever been punched in the face.
Now, instead of normal socks, you have worn a very special pair of socks. What are your socks adorned with, Chris?
Boomer Sooner.
The University of Oklahoma. That's right. 7 national championships.
Name one.
Countless Big 12 titles. A park that is named Heisman Park. For all of them, deal with it. Just deal with it.
Hey,
Chris,
Corby.
And you look like you're in shape.
Corby, it says,
I try to be.
It says here he was inspired by Jake last year.
Oh, really? You were inspired by Jake?
Oh, yeah.
So and it also says he can beat up any cop or firefighter.
Did you get in shape specifically for this, or have you always been in shape?
Firefighter, you kind of got to be in shape.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, Chris, Godspeed to you. You're doing the Lord's work.
That's true.
What's our guy's name?
Rhett.
Rhett. Rhett, come here. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
You ever heard of a ticket?
Oh, yeah. Listen all the time.
Say hi to the wolf. Right over there.
Hi, wolf.
All right. Do you hate firefighters and what they do for our community?
Not at all.
It sounds like he does.
Oh, this thing's on. Have you ever started a fire?
I plead the fifth.
It sounds like that's a yes.
It doesn't look like you trained a lot. True or false?
Not really. So we'll just see what happens.
What's your plan this evening?
It's kind of like Mike Tyson says. Once you get hit in the mouth, your plan goes out the window. So we'll just see what happens.
Have you ever killed anybody?
I don't think so.
Why did you want to get in the ring tonight?
Just to see if I had big enough balls to do it.
He did it.
Well, you're in there.
He did it.
Check him, Corby.
No. Not now. After the fight, I will. I'd love to cup your balls.
That's a All weird right. thing
well,
to say.
Well, good luck. What's your affiliation, college?
Texas Tech.
Oh!
And Dan, he's representing our show.
Well, yeah. That goes without saying, right?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it did.
You heard of us, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, good luck to you. We're praying for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Get one in the win column. All right, Rich, take it away.
Bout number 10 tonight features Bad Radio against the Hardline. Fighting out of the red corner, he is representing the boys from Bad Radio. He's out of Plano, Texas, 5'9", 180 pounds. Welcome, Rhett Davis! Fighting out of the blue corner, representing the Hardline from Denton, Texas. He stands 5'10", weighs in at 185 pounds. Let's hear it for Chris Boomer Thompson!
Oh, yeah!
All right, Brett Davis versus Chris Thompson. Thompson representing the hard line, a little bit bigger, and the firefighter Sooner. Meanwhile, Rhett Davis is a good-spirited, America-loving...
What's your vibe, Bob?
What's that?
What's your vibe?
I'm not really loving this so far, but let's see what happens. All right. They meet and start to look. Wow, a big left from Rhett Davis. Another left, and Chris is ducking his head just a little bit like a bull, if you will. And he is now circling. Chris looks really amped up, and whereas Rhett looks a little more relaxed. Let's see if that plays any sort of role in this. Red is fighting as they're both fighting as conventional right-handers, if you will.
Roy, Chris is really using a lot of energy, too.
Roy, Chris, oh, he's staggered! Chris, the firefighter, gets staggered by a straight right from Red. Boy, Red is connected.
Oh, now there's a punch. Chris, there.
Chris is
got him in the corner.
Roy, Chris left, is
right,
taking
left,
it
right.
Oh, it's action-packed. It's action-packed.
The old one, too.
Eight count for Red. Looked like one of those situations where he caught one punch and then turned his head and took on a series of others. All right, they meet in the center of the ring to finish round one.
Oh, and there it is. Round one is over.
Both fighters connected with big, big blows.
Both fighters had their moments in this.
But to be fair, Chris Thompson did get the knockdown.
It looked like...
What?
Yeah, I don't think anybody got knocked down.
Well, the standing eight count, gentlemen.
All your jargon. It looked like our guy Rhett landed a really good punch, and then the other guy got really mad.
That's right. That's what happens.
Retribution.
Well, Chris the firefighter is absolutely a ball of energy. His feet are going nuts. He's jumping around like a maniac.
Boy, he's using a lot of it, too.
It will be interesting if he has 3 1-minute rounds in him. That's a grand total of one actual boxing round, if you think about it, Mike. But it is a long 3 minutes.
In this round, I predict Rhett will ball out.
I'm very impressed with Rhett's just kind of patience through it all.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, round two.
Round two, and Rhett is the aggressor early, but now Chris with that ball of energy.
Jeez.
He's just like a Tasmanian devil.
Oh, blows to the head, right. Oh, my God.
He's trying to, once again, Lawrence Cole is going to step in there because Rhett is turning his back just a little bit.
Man.
Another standing eight count. I'm not positive the blows are always connecting, but they are certainly knocking Rhett Davis's composure a little bit.
That's a cheap shot, is it not?
Now, once again, 5, 6, 7 in a row from Chris, the firefighter. And he once again has Rhett Davis looking for a little bit of aid. And once again, Lawrence Cole will step in, this time, though, for what appears to be a rabbit punch, a punch to the back of the skull there, Mike.
Trying to stay away from there.
All right, continuing into round two. And once again, we are seeing a similar thing. And this time, Chris Thompson, did he get the knockdown?
I don't think there was a knockdown.
Or did he just step on his foot? Well, you can be saved by the bell. That brings round two to a close. But boy, in terms of volume of punches, activity, this firefighter has
brutal.
Absolutely thrown a series of windmills.
He doesn't actually know how to punch, but there's a lot of just... flurry, energy,
craziness. Lot of activity.
Yeah, that's really what it is. He's a much more active fighter, and that usually gets good results when you get the other guy turning his head.
I feel like if this was a 15-round bout, Chris the firefighter would be exhausted.
You could just wait him out.
Yeah.
That's why you get in shape for 3 minutes of fighting instead of 45.
Well, nevertheless, after just two rounds of the scheduled three, you can see that our firefighter is over there looking like his cardio is being tested, whereas the guy who's been receiving a lot of the bouts is standing and waiting for the round to begin and doesn't look bad cardio-wise.
Oh,
but he just got knocked down.
There's a knockdown.
Just got knocked down again. So
his cardio looks great.
Third time that he has been dealing with the
count. Third time he's hit the deck.
Yeah, it's pretty clear who is ahead on points right now is Thompson. Is running away with this just a little bit. And here he is again
just
with
another
combination.
Oh, another series of blows to the head.
Oh,
now
wow.
They both go down.
They both go down. He lands on
like
top
Rocky
of
two. Like Rocky 2. Like Rocky 2. They stopped the fight. They stopped the fight.
The end of our
this
fight.
Is over, Bob.
Fight.
This is
they
over.
They stopped the fight. They stopped
I have
the fight.
Never seen anything like this. Never.
Your winner is the firefighter from Plano, the hardline zone, Chris Thompson.
Woo!
With a stoppage in the third round, probably 15 seconds in or so. And that was a nice performance. Let's go to Rich Phillips for the official announcement.
Our first official knockout this evening. It comes in fight number 10, representing the hardline. Let's hear it for Chris Boomer Thompson.
Woo!
All right, to our reporters, first Dan McDowell with Rhett Davis.
Rhett, dude. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Still here.
What's going through your mind right now?
Besides a couple of his punches, just looking forward to talking to a few of my buddies, and I'm just proud of myself for getting out here.
Well, that makes one person in here. Was it more difficult, or how was it as far as what you thought it would be?
A little bit more difficult. He fought like a tank. He's strong. So,
Brett, when was the last time you were with a horse?
I'll plead the fifth again.
That's a weird question, Mike.
Well, no. Great job getting out here. Clearly, the hardline and most Sooners, they will cheat. They will employ tactics that are not fair. Hit you in the back of the head, I saw. That wasn't fair, right?
Oh, it happens. We're all amateurs, whatever.
Yeah, we hate them too. All right, great job. Thanks for getting out here, man.
Thank you.
All right, to Corby Davidson, who has our winner, Chris Thompson.
Chris, congratulations. It was a heroic showing for the firefighters of America, really, right?
Oh, most definitely. That was, I didn't play defensive as nearly as much as I wanted to, but when you're that wide open, yeah, take your shots.
Now you went after it. It was crazy. It was fury. It was contained fury, it seemed like. You landed a lot of punches. Were most of those in dedication to Bob Stoops?
And Lincoln Riley.
Who are you doing it more for tonight?
And let's never forget, Kansas beat Texas.
Oh, that's right. He's right. Kansas did beat Texas.
Who are you doing it more for tonight? OU, the firefighters, or Ray?
What?
Or Ray. Just say OU.
Boomer Sooner.
There he goes.
It's not
Chris.
The answer I wanted.
Teddy Chris. Lehman or Rocky Kalmus?
The champion, once again.
All right, well, there you go. That is bout number 10 tonight. We have two more to go, and that was a nice win for the hardline, their second win of the night. And that brings the Bad Radio loss total to 4, which is a all-time high. It has to be. But we can even set that higher because I think we're in the last two bouts as well. In fact, the last two bouts are also Bad Radio versus the Hardline. All right, so there you go. Bout number 11 is on the other side of a quick timeout from Corona Light Ticket Fight Night on the Ticket.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome back to Corona Light Fight Night. We're at the Bomb Factory in Deep Ellum. I'm veteran ring announcer Craig Miller. Joining me here in the booth for this fight, Gordon Keith and Mike Ryder. And gentlemen, this fight looks like it's going to be a bloodbath. It's fight 11 of 12 on the card tonight. It features Bad Radio's fighter Nate against Hardline fighter Caleb. And it's clear these two fighters hate each other.
Totally. There is quite a height difference in these two guys, Craig. Caleb, the hardline fighter, 6'6",
wow,
to Bad Radio's 5'11 guy, Nate Lansford.
But of course, to keep it fair, they both weigh in at 180 pounds. Nate and Caleb entering the ring now. What a crowd we have tonight at Corona Light Ticket Fight Night, brought to you by Macho Self Storage, Buyer's Barricade, and of course, the Bomb Factory. Don't forget, our main event is coming up in about 20 minutes, but this one promised to be just as good. And why don't we meet the fighters? Let's go into the ring. Standing by, George Dunham, with this fighter whose name I don't know right now.
This is Nate. This is Nate Lansford out of L.D. Bell High School. And Nate, why don't you tell everybody what you played in high school?
Golf.
Golf. He is a golfer, but he is a fighter.
He's an athlete.
You say you're a bar manager and you've actually broken up fights, right?
A lot of them.
That counts as fight experience.
But you've never actually been in a fight.
Never. That's why I'm doing this.
What inspired you to be here tonight?
Just the experience. He's never been in one, and
it says here he fought for the Hardline 2 years ago.
No, that's the other guy.
This
you think
Nate?
This will help you in your future endeavors?
He's 38 years old. Caleb's only 27. Are you worried about that?
No.
Okay, there you heard it. He's not worried about it whatsoever.
All right, thank you, George. No. He certainly sounds engaged.
No.
Now let's go to the other side of the ring. Corby Davidson standing by.
Caleb, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
28.
28. 28, okay. So there is a little bit of an age difference. You show youth, you show height. Does anything scare you about this guy over here?
I mean, he looks pretty pretty built. You know, if he get inside on me, I don't know. I mean, you just be prepared.
But you've done this before, have you not?
Once before, yeah.
And how'd that turn out?
1-0.
1-0!
You know he was fighting for us that time.
Do you realize that you are 49 wins away from tying Mayweather?
Here we go!
Thanks for knowing that, Corby.
It starts tonight!
Thank you, Corby. Let's go into the ring. And announcer, Rich Phillips.
Ooh! Fight! Boom. Number 11 tonight, it is the Musers against the Hardline. Representing the sweet, clean Musers, fighting out of the red corner, he hails from the town of the Cow, Fort Worth.
We'll take it.
5'10", 180 pounds, the Stormin' Mormon, Nate Lansford!
Oh my
fighting
God,
out of the blue corner, representing the Hardline. He is from Arlington, Texas, at 6'6" and 185 pounds. Welcome, Caleb Stretch Gear.
Is Stretch a good nickname for a boxer?
No, it's not.
By the way, a little confusion there. The Musers don't have a fighter. We had a fighter scheduled here, but he had to work. So they've replaced our fighter with
Storm
Nate,
and Mormon,
the bad radio fighter. All right, there's the bell, and round one underway. And oh, what a fight this has been so far. This is tremendous.
Oh, man, this is awful.
These two guys are winded.
Caleb and Nate going at it.
This is brutal. This is ridiculous.
Caleb is using his tremendous reach advantage, but now he's
The Hardline fighter.
Oh my
just
God! They
the
better stop
Norman.
This thing.
Boy, they are toe to toe exchanging blows.
The Hardline fighter just waiting to get his
one
punches
after
in.
The other.
This is amazing.
I have never seen anything like this.
Caleb has tremendous reach.
Oh,
Nate is trying to get in there, but he's trying to find a way in, but he can't find a way in. But now he's trying to find a way.
Caleb is killing that Mormon.
Haymakers. Oh, this shouldn't see the second round.
And there's a right and a left and a right and a left
that
and a
Mormon's
right and a left.
To see heaven.
And a right and a left.
Oh!
Lawrence directs Caleb to one corner. He's going to check out Nate. It's a standing eight count.
Wow.
Let's see if Nate has his wits about him. What a fight this has been so far.
Absolutely. Uh-oh. Caleb.
And there's the bell. That's the end of the first round.
Oh, okay.
I think we're going to score that one to Caleb.
Wow.
Am I not correct?
Mike,
wow,
I'm feeling
yes.
pretty good about our chances right now.
They can't let this fight go on much longer. They just can't. They just can't.
Man, he's got him on reach big time. Caleb does.
Yeah, his arms. Can you tell how long his arms are from there, Giorgio? It looks like an orangutan.
I just got a text message.
His arms are longer than my penis.
So are most things.
That's a weird measuring stick.
I just got a text message from the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco. He says, this does not resemble the sweet science whatsoever.
Ah, no. The fight doctor texting Craig Miller.
He's watching at home. Thanks fight for doctor. Watching, Ferdy. Thanks for watching.
Yes, the fight doctor. Yes.
Hey, there's Marv Albert.
Yes.
Fresh
up. That's Howard Cosell.
Biting a prostitute.
We scored the first round 10-9 Caleb. So the Hardline is up. The Hardline's won two fights tonight. So has Team Musers. Norman D and Bad Radio tied for the lead right now. Lead right now with three wins each.
Caleb's
like
got to get out of here early.
To get our third one right now.
He plays Rick Ocasek in a Cars cover band.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Round two underway and they come out swinging.
Is Rick Ocasek calm?
Caleb is stalking Nate. And he
down he goes. Down he goes.
Caleb knocks him down. Was that a clean knockdown? I think it was.
Yeah, he knocked him down.
And once again, Nate is getting the standing eight. He appears to be just okay.
Wearing his
Norman
headgear.
He's going to let him fight. He's going to let him fight.
Put your hands up, Nate. You're going to die.
There's a right and a left and a right and a left to Nate's head. Now Nate's going in for more punishment.
Nate. No, Nate, no.
Nate trying to land body blows, but it's really not working. Caleb, with his tremendous reach advantage, it's like watching Manute Bol fight.
His headgear's on backwards.
Oh, jeez. Big left.
Caleb landing whatever he wants to land right now.
One staggering blow after another.
It stopped.
And Lawrence
the fight is over. Lawrence has stopped the fight.
The fight is over.
With the white headgear, he looks like a kid who's in the special class.
I have never seen anything like this.
Stop it.
Over.
Wow.
This reminds one of Leonard Duran too. Not. But it still was okay. Well, not even really okay. Let's go into the ring and ring announcer Rich Phillips with the official decision.
Ooh!
Fight number 11 stopped at the 58-second mark of the second round by referee Lawrence Cole. Your winner by knockout, Caleb Stretch Gear!
Yeah. Come fight for us next year, too.
Well, that is a resounding victory for Team Hardline, their third win of the night. Let's go into the ring. First to the winning corner, Corby is standing by with our champion.
Caleb, that was very impressive. It looks like there's been a little bit of training going on in the last couple of weeks, maybe.
Just a little conditioning a little bit, but not much. I didn't have much.
Just on my hair.
Whatever, notice.
You didn't have much whatever notice.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Despite not having much whatever notice, you look like the skilled champion that you are as a 2-0 champion.
Thank you, Corby. Hey, he's tough. He took a lot of headshots.
That's right. Well, you won for us.
You know what? Come back next year and fight, okay? You know what? Come back the next 13
years. Good luck
years
in NASCAR.
Fight.
I will.
All right, there he is. Caleb, the champion.
All right, thank you, Corby. Congratulations, Caleb. That is an impressive record. 2-0. He's now just 48 behind Mayweather's 50-0. Yeah,
thank you.
And let's go into the losing corner, Giorgio.
Nate, how you feeling? You look a little beat up.
A little bit.
You're bleeding a little bit from the lip and the forehead.
He got me a few times.
A few times, huh?
Was it the reach thing or just a ass whipping? What was going on?
Probably both.
Oh, no, Nate. Will you ever fight again?
I hope not. I was hoping this is going to be my first and last one.
Is
that a retirement or?
Wait, are you saying you're done?
With fight night, yeah.
Wow!
Oh, you heard it!
Ladies and gentlemen, he is hanging
Nate
up!
But what about breaking up fights in the bar?
You gotta keep doing that, right, at Boston's?
I don't have a choice.
Officially, his fight career is over. The 21,000 here are shocked.
I messed my pants.
Way to go, Nate! Way to go, Corby!
Nate, good job. Way to fight.
Gordon, Mike, thoughts on what we just witnessed?
You know, it actually was very sad to see a man lose all dignity in the ring like we watched there. That was the most pathetic excuse for fighting I've ever seen from the guy in the red corner.
Mike, you're proud of your fighter, though.
Proud of the fighter, but that was carnage, man. That was just flat-out carnage. That's the only word I can come up with for it. I have never seen anything like that.
Would you stop it?
You have been astounded so many times tonight at what you've seen. This is quite a night.
I have never seen anything like it.
I wish there was.
All right, victory for Team Hardline. They've won 3. Bad Radio's won 3. Normandy have won 3. And Musers have won 2. Ladies and gentlemen, here at the Bomb Factory, coming up next, it's our main event. This promises to be a bloodbath here at Corona Light Ticket Fight Night.
This is...
We are very, very close to the moment we've all been waiting for, our main event, the 12th bout of 12. We look for some of our on-air colleagues to work their way to the booth. Okay, there we go. Hi, I'm Bob Sturm. Alongside is Dan McDowell. And now Mike Reiner pulls up a chair.
Yeah.
And I think we're also scheduled to have Feds up here, but we'll see if he can find his way back up here.
Jake and Gordon are our ringside correspondents. What are you doing, Mike?
Is this yours?
I don't have a water. You can have all the waters.
Yeah, this is mine.
If you want to polish off some empties here, you certainly can. So this is the big one here, guys.
Yes, in the fact, main event, they call this.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. What do you have there, sir? Thank you. So we have Bren Miller, who has been in the Fight Night a number of times. I think representing a number of shows, but he's back now.
Only us.
And he is...
But we have exclusive rights.
But not.
We signed him to a 10-year contract.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, he's 37, so I believe his prime is elapsing a little bit, Mike.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know if we're going to get the best out of that contract.
But it looks like tonight, not only
we
does
may
he...
be paying for
it's
his
also a Bartolo Colon type deal, Mike, where we don't really know his age.
He appears to be 3 inches and some 18 pounds heavier than his combatant, who is Jeff Cormier. The
relation to Daniel?
Cormier.
The French-Canadian bad radio combatant. What do you think it is?
Or maybe Real Cormier.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
Montreal Expo.
It's Cormier. It's Cormier.
It's Cormier?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, anyway, he represents us, evidently, which
Cormier?
Means odds are...
Ooh, that's the Cormier wife over there, I think.
Okay, hey, how's it going? You're married and everything. Cool. All right, well, I believe...
She's proud of it, too.
I believe
cool.
We are going to have a...
We're rooting for you.
And,
for Jeff.
We are looking forward to our main event, so let's bring out the fighters, guys. What do you say?
Yeah, sure.
It's time for our main event.
Good day, Stokes.
God.
Good day, Stokes.
What track is this on Jock Vamp?
Instantly, Dan, my kid's favorite song ever when they first heard it. Of course, in Rocky III.
I'm afraid standing next to Brent.
We had this guy in
what
the studio.
What a move. He's crazy.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
No,
these are large humans here, huh?
We have a couple large humans, but one that appears to be somewhat distinctively bigger.
Looks like ours has more ink.
That's true.
What does
Jeff?
That mean?
A what?
You want to start with Jeff?
You feel free to start with Jeff.
Hey, I mean, I guess it's the Jake show.
We have Jake in the ring. We have Gordon at the ring. Let's go to Jake first.
Just throw it to me. Just
Jeff, have you been
you
training? What would you say your preparation for this event?
I'll throw it to Johnny Kendrell. What the hell?
A lot of getting punched by my coach who's sitting in the front row.
Is it Gordon? Your gesture coming in hot and heavy.
Cussing.
What is the deal?
This is your fault, Gordon.
With the cussing fighters.
Yeah. You were saying that you were going to dedicate your efforts tonight, win or lose, to the victims of Hurricane Harvey, so this is sort of, it's all on your back. You were telling me that before the fight.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do everything for the Harveys, the children, and Jesus. So
insensitive.
How do you feel about that the Harveys is sticking now with you?
The Harveys. Where do you hear that kind of talk?
And I believe that the winner, since this is the main event, gets a free full tank of gas. Sort of a commodity right now. Is that sort of also what you're fighting for?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go see Johnny Gaudreau.
I need gas.
So we have Jonah Carey in this corner to fight for Bad Radio. This is going to go swimmingly.
Yeah.
Why are they both in the same corner?
It's Michael Choice.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I appreciate my fans. And
don't listen to him. You're fine.
The people that are there to support me. So let's go to Gordon with Brent. Eddie Belfort.
Okay, let's talk to Brent here. Brent, you're representing Team Hardline?
That's correct.
You're damn right!
And you've represented Team Hardline before, have you?
Yeah, this is my second time. Yeah, I represented Bad Radio the first time.
Oh,
Bad Radio the first time.
But he bailed. Okay. He bailed. He had enough.
Bob and I got in a feud on Twitter. He thinks soccer's...
No way.
No way.
Oh, that's right. And we swooped in there and signed him as a free agent.
Bob always thinks he's real big on Twitter. He'll talk lots of trash on Twitter.
Boy, there are no two tougher guys on Twitter than him and Corby.
Hey, we're on the same team. Old man.
All right, Bren, you've been you were good before. You won your first fight.
I drew with Shrek in 13, and then I won
sort of an offensive
some other guy, the dude from Burleson, in 15. The guy that brought his kid.
You are one tough SOB. I can attest to that personally. I've seen you fight.
Prison.
This is going to be a great fight.
Prison.
And I know that
prison.
Jeff here, I just spoke with his wife just a moment ago. She's right there. She says that Jeff has been training very, very hard with a real boxing coach,
yeah,
and he's
going
to deliver some whoop-ass to you.
Yeah.
And she's so confident that he's going to win, she said she will go with whichever man wins tonight.
Well, I mean, we can run that by my wife, see what she says.
Oh, a threesome! All right!
Tag it in.
All right. All right, God bless you guys. Do it for the Harveys.
Hey, thank you!
All right, so I believe we are ready to send it over to Rich Phillips to fix this. Rich?
Get ready.
Our main event tonight features against the Hard Line. Fighting out of the red corner tonight, representing the boys from Mad Radio. He's from Coppell, Texas, 6 foot tall, 230 pounds. Please welcome, gentlemen, Jeff Cormier.
Gentlemen, Craig, gentlemen.
And out of the blue corner, representing the Hard Line from Richardson, Texas, at 6 foot three, 235 pounds. Let's hear it for Bren, the Mountain Miller.
I think Bren
is going to win.
He looks like a real fighter.
He is very scary looking.
All right, we have Miller versus Cormier. Miller for the Hard Line, Cormier for Bad Radio. Miller with a near 240 pounds, 6 foot three.
Don't want to see this.
Jeff Cormier. Let's see what happens here.
A couple
jabs.
From
Miller, and now he is swinging for the fences. Cormier is down. And he is on his rear end.
Not even 25 seconds into this
thing. A mere stumble.
He took a defensive posture and was a sitting duck.
He's good.
And this is fine.
All right, Miller is now...
Just walk right into that one.
All right, here he is again. Once again, his head goes down. That's a very dangerous place to be. Miller responds. Miller now going big. Big right, big left again. Now measuring him again. Has him in the corner. Drops him again.
Bob. That is a knockdown.
Drops him again. The second knockdown of this first round.
But he's up. Given
the shortness of the rounds, two knockdowns in a round is a troubling start to this fight.
It's a footwear issue.
And the round is over.
I think Jeff won that one.
Right.
I believe Mrs. Cormier is changing her plans.
One round is in the books.
Mrs. Cormier is busy getting birth control right now.
Rather decisive victory for Miller there in round number one. But
Google Plan B.
Maybe, just maybe.
She's fishing through her mint tray, grabbing her plan B right now.
Let's get turned.
Looking for that white towel to throw in.
These are placebos. Running to the bathroom with the big red bag.
Oh. What? Huh?
All right, this is about ready for round number two here. It is Cormier and Miller. Miller with a decisive lead here after one round. We'll see how that continues.
How do you get out and go for round two if you're Jeff, Bob?
You got to be the aggressor.
Oh, and your wife is on the line.
You got to not care if you live.
All you have to do
is be the aggressor. Facebooking-wide, this thing.
Just work your way back into this bout any way you can. The stools are up.
Wow, look at the guy that's training or that's in Bren's corner.
All right, here we go. Round two is underway. A couple real hard jabs.
And he is dropped again.
The fight is over!
Lawrence Cole stopped it.
I've never seen anything like that.
The crowd boos. They hate it.
Merciful and gracious stop to this fight.
The crowd cannot contain itself.
Lawrence Cole saw they might storm the ring. That it was going to get bad.
As Bren Miller, who appears to not be interested in taking prisoners.
The crowd very disappointed.
Moves to a decisive win in round number two.
Intern Margo may have to fight just to get this crowd back on our side.
All right, Rich, what do you got?
Boom! Winner of the main event tonight by knockout. Let's hear it, Bren the Mountain Miller.
Woo!
He is a mountain, isn't he?
Where does that put us at, Mike?
Winner.
We won!
Yes, we won!
Against the Hardline.
We won Fight Night!
What went wrong out there, bud?
Everything?
I would agree.
An amazing comeback.
Yeah. I got whooped, but hey, it was fun. So
your strategy of sort of bending over and walking into his fist, that was something that you'd worked out beforehand and just didn't go on paper. It didn't work as well as it did in the room there.
Yeah. Rethinking that, I probably wouldn't do it, but...
Now he's bleeding. This man
We have blood!
Oh, man.
This man is tasting his own blood.
Oh, no. Well, who hadn't done that?
Yeah, of course.
Well, is he all right?
Well, say goodbye to your wife.
Yeah, so she's... It's one night.
Yeah, it's only
one night. I'm sure she'll be back tomorrow.
She'll be
back. It's all good.
Yeah, she'll come back.
All right. Well, Jeff, it's good to see that you're okay. Let's go to Gordon now.
Not a lot to say.
Gordon is
with... She's never going to let you listen to the ticket again, don't you?
Gordon's with the very impressive Brent.
Yeah.
Brent, once again, I mean, you amaze us every time you come out here.
Thank you.
That was so lopsided, Lawrence Cole had to step in and stop it before he was really even knocked out, but he knew what was going to happen. Did you do any training? Do you do any training, or did you just make a pact with Satan? How do you unleash these fists of fury with such authority?
Well, I'm really known for treating my body like a temple, you know? You're Jewish. Mostly brown liquor and some beer kit. No, I'm just kidding. I've got a great coach, Coach B with Maple Avenue. He's amazing. Got a great Australian rules football team.
Yeah.
Dallas Magpies. They keep me in shape. I show up to train for boxing about 2 months, maybe a month and a half before the fight. The Aussie rules have me ready for... Aussie rules guys have me ready for that. And then I've got a great wife that lets me do all this stupid stuff.
We love you, Brent.
Is she here? Is your wife here? Yeah, she's somewhere up here with me.
Where is she?
There
she is, right there. What's her name?
Jessica.
Jessica, you got a threesome tonight. All right.
All right. Hey, baby, go get her number so we can...
And that threesome will be done by Aussie rules as well. Very different. A little finger cuff action. Okay.
What?
Thank you so much, Brent. We do appreciate it. God bless you for coming out here once again.
Thank you. Good job, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
What a sport. What a sport. What a night!
All right, that is that's kind of a wrap, guys. And our big winner tonight appears to be, of all shows, the Hardline has run away with this with
this
their 4 points
tonight. Everywhere. He needs
another fix.
Amazing late comeback.
I just want to say we have not won Fight Night in 11 years, and we finally took it tonight.
Those things changed tonight.
Woo! Thanks to all you P1s for showing up!
Yeah, thanks to all of you.
Thank you, Macho Self Storage, Byers Barricade, The Bomb Factory, Winston Water Cooler, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And whoever has what I smell, find me.
I'd also like to thank Mike for having me Google sugar walls.
Oh.
And I'd like to thank Lawrence Cole for having me Google sugar walls.
Knocked out in the first fight, but back for all 11. Or 12.
Yeah.
Things are getting horny in Dallas.
All right, well, I guess that does it for us. So you have any,
take some calls.
Any final thoughts, Mike?
Thanks to the Bomb Factory, mainly. This
Thanks
is amazing.
To the June Taylor Dances. Good night, everybody.
The Ticket has weekly shows with number one Fox NFL analyst Troy Aikman, the number one Fox college football analyst Joel Klatt, and the number one NFL insider Peter King. So in our estimation, why would you go anywhere else for your sports talk during football season? You wouldn't, and you don't have to. It all starts next week on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.